InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Level of chaos and disruption and trauma the federal government is raining down upon our communities. 2,000 to 3,000 armed agents of the federal government have been deployed to Minnesota. Armed, masked, undertrained ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live. They're pulling over people indiscriminately, including U.S. citizens, and demanding to see their papers. And at grocery stores, at bus stops, even at our schools, they're breaking windows, dragging pregnant women down the street, just plain grabbing Minnesotans and shoving them into unmarked vans, kidnapping innocent people with no warning and no due process. Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government. Last week, that campaign claimed the life of Renee Nicole Good. We've all watched the video. We've all seen what happened. And yet, instead of conducting an impartial investigation so we can hold accountable the officer responsible for Renee's death, the Trump administration is devoting the full power of the federal government to finding an excuse to attack the victim and her family. Just yesterday, six federal prosecutors, including the longtime career prosecutor leading the charge to investigate and eliminate fraud in our state's programs, quit their jobs rather than go along with this assault on the United States Constitution. But as bad as it's been, Donald Trump intends for it to get worse. This week, he went online to promise that, quote, the day of retribution and reckoning is coming. That's a direct threat against the people of this state who dared to vote against him three times and who continue to stand up for freedom with courage and empathy and profound grace. All across Minnesota, people are stepping up to help their neighbors who are being unjustly and unlawfully targeted. They're distributing care packages and walking kids to school and raising their voices in peaceful protest, even though doing so has made many of our fellow Minnesotans targets for violent retribution. Folks, I know it's scary.
All right, I thought I would start this segment with that. It goes on for another 3.5 minutes. I could spend an hour just starting and stopping it and proving each thing he says is a lie. By the way, those six prosecutors were fired for refusing to do their jobs and prosecute the Somalian Democrat criminals already. And then they sent in an ultimatum saying they were going to take off until April and not work. And so they got fired. And I've already pointed out that particularly the prosecutors that say they're Republicans that were put in Minnesota are the worst. They actively cover up the trans shooters, all of it. Did you hear Walz saying they're doing all this without warrants and disappearing citizens? All lies. Did you hear him talk about how graceful the Minnesotans are, the leftists running around acting like psychotic demons threatening to kill everybody? Did you know a bunch of Venezuelan gang members ambushed and started beating the head in of an ICE agent with a shovel last night? So he shot one in the leg, and they responded by looting DHS and FBI vehicles of the secret employment records, automatic weapons, other firearms, and the left is cheering it on, and I have dozens of new videos. I can't even keep track of them all. With prominent Democrats saying, Second Amendment, get your guns, it's time to kill. And the left promising to kill ICE everywhere. They were all doing this before this woman got killed who went out to block the road and drive around in front of him and then rammed him with her vehicle all on video. And Tim Walz says, we've all seen the video. And the corporate media won't show you the video. It's all lies. Remember, I've been harping on this long before it happened, that they would use any deaths as the pretext to launch the Civil War. Because it's the Podesta plan. We know they're the bad guys. It's premeditated. They set it up. Remember, I told you this thousands of times. Now we're here.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I met a lady on a windy day. She never seemed to have too much to say. Through the shouting and the swell, I couldn't really tell. Still in love I fell. Once she showed me to her living room. It looked to me more like a lover's tomb, filled with others' tears, evil souvenirs collected through the years. She said, would you stay another night?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I come to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. We have some really important, informative guests today. We have Nick Fuentes at 1 p.m. for 2 hours, and he came back from vacation and took the gloves off, as he says, taking the trash out. This is going to be beyond a discussion or debate, but really a hardcore laying down where we are as a country and as a nation and as a world and who the different factions are and how the cow ate the cabbage. And so this is going to be a hardcore discussion coming up. You don't want to miss it, 1 p.m. Central. That's an hour and 53 minutes from now, right here. However you're listening, however you're watching, be sure and spread the word, whether it's Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, or whether it's Real Alex Jones on X, whether it's Infowars.com/show, or whether it's local AM and FM stations, TV stations, you name it. Just let everybody know that the show is live. I have so many people come up to me on the street, and I had a bed mattress delivered the other day. I had like a 10-year-old mattress. It was getting all crooked and stuff, so I bought a new mattress, and it was about 9 o'clock at night. They delivered it about an hour and a half late, and they get there, nice guys. And they were both listeners. One was like 40, one was about 30. I talked to them like 10 minutes. You know, they both got kids, married, everything. And they're like, yeah, we see the clips of you, but I saw this thing you said last week, but I can't ever find your show. And I was like, you know, we need to do a better job on the live show and on the clips to always put at the end, hey, here's where you find the main program. That's kind of important, especially if they are successful at shutting down InfoWars, which has just been a long, protracted, ongoing court battle. I've not even gotten to the details of it the last few months really much because I don't know what's going to happen. But let's just say any day now we can be shut down. There's a state receiver over it, and they said they were going to have an auction. But the last time the feds had an auction, they got caught staging it so that the good guys couldn't buy it. And now we heard there'd be an auction in December, January. Now the receiver's not even really talking to my lawyer, so we have no idea. Okay, so any moment now we could be shut down, but that's okay because I don't own the Alex Jones Network. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com, and Bigley has it where the crew will just go over, work for them. I'll work for them. It'll just be called the Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones Network, and basically be seamless. Thanks to you all your support. The sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But It's been a crazy hard fight, and we've got some things going on. You know, I've told you quite a bit that we have our big civil rights suit ready, and behind the scenes, the other side was making some noises. I'll leave it at that. That, oh, wait, don't follow that. Talk to us. But then they never did. So they're just stalling. So that's going to be filed, I would imagine, Monday or Tuesday. And it's spectacular, the findings, the proof. A lot of stuff's not known yet. I mean, this is a serious conspiracy against our rights. This is a suit showing criminal behavior, cut and dry, by the DOJ, by the CIA, by the Democrats, by their foundations. Major fraud, major money laundering, you name it. Gloves are off here. You see, you know, supporting us now is more critical than ever at thealexstore.com with the Patriot Apparel, the amazing supplements, and more. You're not just keeping the show in the air. You are allowing us to fight the deep state at point-blank range. So, let me stop there. We got Nick Fuentes. Syrian girl was on yesterday, went totally viral. I want to hear more from her with the new developments, big developments that she was on yesterday afternoon. We have Dr. Kirk Elliott popping in. I mean, wow. Let's pull up silver again, $10 above its all-time high yet again, just as we predicted. This is baked in, folks. I don't get up here and say, I don't see how this doesn't happen unless I really believe it. And then I got a lot of knowledge backing it up. And that's why I get frustrated. A lot of these Johnny-come-latelys, I'm glad to see a lot of people waking up, get involved in the fight against the globalists, but so many of them don't have depth, don't have context. And so they can say things that sound good, but aren't based in any reality. And it's very frustrating to me because we know how to beat the globalist. That's why they want me off the air. We've got their number. And I'm not in competition with any of these other hosts. I want them, though, to, my goodness, get it right so that we can defeat the globalist. That is my mission. That is my game plan. And we'll be talking more about that later today. But, I mean, when have I steered you wrong? When? And another thing I've seen is this ongoing trope that anybody supporting Trump is establishment, anybody supporting Trump's a sellout, and we should all just be hopelessly blackpilled and all give up. And that only pure people, you know, who are totally blackpilled and just say everybody's evil but them are good. That is terrible. Trump has effectively pulled us out of the UN. Trump has shut down the border. Trump is escalating ICE operations. Trump is making all the right moves in the economy. Trump has cut the federal funding of the states with all the transgenderism and DEI. So much good stuff, I can't even keep track of it. So when I look at all that good, and then I just see how the left can't go out and promote its agenda because nobody believes them, the way they attack now is posing as if they're patriots and us, going around policing everyone, saying all the OGs that have been fighting this for decades and have real track records of being accurate, we're bad, they're good. And that's being done to sabotage the minds of people that are just now waking up to be totally blackpilled. Now, let's be clear. The white pill is as bad as the black pill. We need to be reality-pilled, engaged, be serious, be pragmatic, be grounded. We need to be engaged. And that means when something's wrong that Trump's doing or patriots are doing, we've got to call it out. And we can't be delusional like the white pills that just say accept everything that comes out of the Trump administration and get your popcorn, everything's okay. That's probably worse. But you have to be able to differentiate on the good things that are happening versus the bad things that are happening. And you've also got to see the concerted, organized efforts to undermine Trump and undermine his administration, all the good things that are happening, because he is dismantling the old globalist order in live time. And he does believe what he's doing is in the best interest of the country. He comes at this from a place of goodness. It doesn't mean, from my research expert view, everything is being done right. And I think I've been proven correct when I've criticized the president. But it's when you are serious and researched, and then you question the president or other people in Congress, that we get major response. So I don't get influenced by the president. I don't get told what to do by the Republicans. This is key to understand. I tell them what to do. And as a constituent, that's what you do too. Politics is downstream from the grassroots. As I've said many times, people ask, who's the boss? Who's in charge? I am. And I don't just mean at InfoWars. when it comes to influence in this country and around the world, I'm right at the top. I do the hanging. I develop the trends and ideas. I give the orders. And that isn't about bragging. It's just the truth. And you need to start thinking like that, too, out there. Oh, Jones is so effective, and how does he know all this stuff? He must be one of them. You got it asked backwards. I'm not trying to join a group. I'm not trying to get into the establishment. I'm trying to destroy the establishment because it's anti-human. I'm trying to replace it with a new renaissance. I'm a revolutionary. I'm a game changer. Want to know who, what I believe? Go read Thomas Jefferson. That's as close as you'll get to who I am. I mean business. And it's important to declare every broadcast who I am and what I stand for, and you judge a tree by its fruits, and I'm very satisfied by our record. Not proud. I'm not a man given to pride that gets satisfied by my success. My success is God working through me. All glory goes to God. But I do have serious satisfaction in what we've done together, and I intend to do a lot more together. And I also intend to try to empower the people to realize how amazing you are and the potential you have if you simply use it. All right, let me stop right now. Let me start over with the big news. I knew academically what the Podesta plan was and how the Democrats were planning to trigger uprisings based around ICE enforcement when I read it in the Podesta plan. Then I saw them implementing the propaganda as Trump was president-elect. Then I saw them doing the uprisings in L.A. and things in the spring and summer, and it failed. And I couldn't believe out of all the violence of the police and the ICE never killed somebody who even had it coming to them. I mean, and they said once they kill one person, they said, we hope a brown person, we're going to launch the new uprising, the new intifada. And you've seen them, you see them say it. Then finally, after almost a year of this, and all the shenanigans and shooting up ICE vehicles, their facilities, and bouncing bricks off their heads and ramming them hundreds of times, finally, this woman gets in there blocking them in, inside an area they're doing operations in, speeds up, hits him, he shoots her. He'd been drugged 6 months before, 300 feet. That footage has been released of him brutally being pulled through yards, through trees, cuts all over him. But still, they're the victims doing this. He was arresting a convicted child rapist. But he's the bad guy. And now these lunatic women, her and her wife, come there looking for trouble. And what does Tim Walz say last night? He said, ICE was there door to door telling everyone, where's the brown people? That's like Adam Schiff when he famously read the fake transcript of the Trump phone call where he talks like a mobster and later admitted it was fake. Tim Walz gets up there, the non-communist Chinese agent, and says, they're going door to door saying, where are the brown people hidden like the Jews? You know, where's Anne Frank hidden with the Nazis? And then he goes into lie after lie after lie. And you notice they're all trained demonstrators. Every time you hear them pop up or they riot, they go, we saw them. They just grabbed this man or woman. They were citizens. They'd done nothing wrong. They disappeared them. And then later ICE releases, no, they're a bank robber. They're a murderer. They're a human trafficker. Here they are. But every time they're innocent, they're a citizen. Oh, ICE beat them up. Remember the woman a few days ago that was the latest victim? She drives into an area where the roads were shut down by the left, starts screaming and yelling and cussing. And the federal agents say, get out of here. She won't get out. She's belligerent. So they go ahead and arrest her for impeding lawful operations, you know, obstruction of justice. And she, when they lay hands on her, oh, they're assaulting me. They're beating me. Help, help. They're hurting me. Well, you've seen the training videos out of the Soros-controlled churches where they're trained to do that. And they send in a woman so they can play victim. And then you've got the Mayor Fry, who said, yes, we can arrest ICE. Everything they're doing is criminal. Now he says the citizens want the police to fight ICE. And so we're having to decide whether or not we're going to do that. That's literal civil war. You have federal agents with court orders to arrest people who violated their immigration status, and in most cases have huge criminal records but are also here illegally. It is cut and dry. Every other country in the world does it, and they're up there freaking out, acting like something that ICE has done for its 20-plus year history and the Border Patrol's done for its history. It's totally lawful, and they're just behaving and smokescreening and gaslighting that it's the Gestapo. And they'll just cut to a woman screaming and yelling, I'm hurt, they beat me. And if they show the seconds before that, they just put hands, oh, I'm hurt, they're assaulting me. Oh, I was just driving around, what happened? Remember with the woman that got killed? Good. She just lived in the neighborhood. Next it was, oh, she just took a wrong turn. No, she was a warrior, a Antifa super soldier, trained at the local elementary school hours away. She came to the town to do it. Her and her wife were saying, come on, we're going to get you. You want some? Swaggering around and then drive, hits him. And now that the footage has come out, that we forced him to look at the footage from the front, now all the commentators are like, well, he jumped in front of the car. Oh, like you guys do? No, he was positioned there. That's what they do, position the back, the side, and the front. They're telling her, get out. And her wife says, you know, the guy that wears the pants, the guy that wears the strap-on, says, drive. Like there was a LARPing game. And then he bounces off the hood and pulls the trigger. So now the spin is, well, he jumped in front. So see how the story's changed. The goalpost is always moving. And then even people I've interviewed a lot and think are interesting, like, oh, Tim Jesus. Oh, Alex used to be anti-police state. But now he's gone full fascist. He's supporting what this guy did. They're outnumbered 100-1. We got 40 million illegals running around murdering, killing. Got all the fraud the Democrats are using to overturn the elections. And then these people are surrounded, screaming, yelling at them, throwing bricks at them. And then this woman rams her car into them. And then now I'm a fascist. And Hotep also, it's like a talking point thing. They all do the same thing. Oh, we love it. We're so glad she's dead. Kill that white bitch. You're the one saying that. I wish she wouldn't die. I was really happy that we'd gone a year. They couldn't get something going. I was surprised. Oh, yeah, I really want to give Waltz what they want. Now you got reported TDA-connected people in a group they were raiding, attacking ICE with shovels and other weapons. One guy they ambushed. And this last night, and then we have the aftermath, robbing federal vehicles, getting full-auto rifles, handguns. And they hijacked a supervisor's vehicle because they're bragging about it online. We have the video, and it's the names of agents and where they are and their positions. So they got into a manager's vehicle. I'm going to say it again. What is an FBI manager doing leaving a satchel with basically the thousands of agents? You know, I wonder if these people were told what to hit. Because, you know, they got people on the inside there. And future ICE operations is all just fell into their hands. And so Trump said, you keep doing that, I'm going to declare the Insurrection Act. And again, you got Tim Walz and all of them lying. The feds did have it locked. I mean, they did have a lock case in the back of the hatchback, but the criminals know what to go for. Look, oh, they got a rifle. Oh, they get handguns. And you know these people stealing these guns with their gang tattoos. If they get in front of a judge, that judge is going to give them an award. Or if they get Black Lives Matter tens of millions per city after they rioted as payment of taxpayer money. So, yeah, this is a manager. You can see all the PowerPoint pins and all the map board stuff and all the documents. And they are just stealing all the insignia, the badges, everything. And this is the nest of TDA, folks. And look how everybody just struts around. You got the commies. You got the white women. You got the TDA people. It's all just a big joke. And that's where we are now. So let's hear from the mayor in his latest insane escalation. And we got a lot more, but I mean, they know exactly what they're doing, saying it's illegal, saying they're criminals, saying we could arrest them, saying get your Second Amendment. Now it's, oh, the people want the police to attack them. Trump said on Truth Social, the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE who are only trying to do their job. I will institute the Insurrection Act, which many presidents have done before me, and quickly put an end to this travesty. This is taking place in the once great state. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President DJT. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of the mayor.
And we're in a position right now where we have residents that are asking the very limited number of police officers that we have to fight ICE agents on the street, to stand by their neighbors. We cannot be at a place right now in America where we have two governmental entities that are literally fighting one another. Why are we put in this position? We're put in this position because we have approximately 600 police officers in Minneapolis, far fewer that are able to work at any given time. And there are approximately 3,000 ICE agents in the area. 3,000.
Yeah, and you got hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens robbing everybody blind there. They set up these operations. They attack people. They ram their vehicles hundreds of times. They shoot everything up. And then it's all funny. It's all fun and games. They know exactly what they're doing, trying to play victim. I'll come back with the governor and the horrible things he said and more. But let's go to the clip 20, the new Black Panther Party, talking about what they're going to do in other states. This is really important. Here it is.
Won't no ICE agent ever run up on me. I guarantee you they won't. I'll put a hole in their chest the size of a window. Safe line repair, safe line replace. That's what's going to happen. They touch me. Unarmed woman was killed by ICE. If you think you're about to come and brutalize the people while we're standing here, fuck around and find out. Our interactions with the police and ICE, and we hold them accountable. We hold them accountable. We patrol the community and we hold them accountable. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we're the same Panther Party from back in the day, but we're a little more aggressive now, you dig? Carry bigger guns and we don't take no shit. Places where there are a lot of immigrants at, I think that the community around them needs to take special care to them and needs to start escorting them to and from everywhere to make sure that they're safe. Because them ICE agents ain't gonna act like that if it's a bunch of people standing outside with assault rifles and shotguns. It's a semi-automatic shotgun. That means them shotgun shells that shoot out of a pump, they shoot them rapidly. If you are gonna legally arm yourself with something bigger than what they got. Those who serve in the public, they should be fearful of the public. They should be fearful that the public is going to be dissatisfied with their job that they're doing, not feeling like they're tyrants, not feeling like they're bullies because they got guns and body armor and walkie-talkies. That makes them immune to whatever the people would do. I think you want to correct the ideology of the pig and the mentality of the slave catcher. You meet them with equal force. All power to the motherfucking people.
No power to the pig.
More LARPing. The real Civil War kicks off. Won't be those LARPers that you're going to be seeing out there fighting. But this is bad, folks. Real bad. This is the New World Order plan to take this country down. I told you it was coming. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90%, chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm going to explain this again for everybody. It took about a week to get the corporate media to be forced to show the footage from in front of Ms. Good ramming Mr. Ross in Minnesota. And now they just say, well, he jumped in front of the car. There's no point even debating or arguing with them. They know what they're doing. And it's going to be repeated over and over again. That's why we have to have independent media, which we do, where the majority of people now get their news and understand that. But for your friends and family that are still caught in mainstream media, you have to be the emissaries. Every time this stuff happens, you can bet myself and others that are on the ball are going to have the information. We had it Wednesday afternoon last week. And you then have to go on your email list, your text message, your word of mouth, and say, here's the truth. You won't hear about this for a week or so, but here it is. And it's getting very important when tomorrow night, next week, whenever it is, you hear some right-winger mowed down a couple hundred people in Minnesota or Colorado or Texas or New York or California or Washington State or Oregon. And somebody's going to mow them down. It'll be the globalist with their wind-up toy, and they're going to turn around and blame Trump and have the dead MAGA posse. I've been telling you this for over a year. It's in their plan. And then they're going to activate all their terrorist cells and all their other groups, and they are going to burn this country to the ground. And they believe they'll hold the population hostage and destroy the economy, and that somehow the public will join them and the military is going to join them, and we're going to drive Trump from office. That is in the Podesta plan. That is in all the movies they produced about it, like Civil War. And now they're saying we want the military to not follow his orders and drive him for power when they are the ones starting it. Trump has a duty under his oath to protect, preserve, and defend. He hasn't even gotten his enforcement up to the levels it was in his last administration because they dismantled enforcement. Obama, again, look it up, 4 times the enforcement that Trump ever has done because it was already in place then. He then dismantled it. He got the laws changed. He changed the regulations. It's all a hoax. The DHS used to do way more enforcement than this. But they weren't being opposed by screaming mobs of Karens. Anti-ICE activist goal isn't stopping violence. It's ending all immigration enforcement. And that's what they say. I've got the mayors and city council people from Massachusetts and New York and everywhere saying, abolish ICE. They're introducing legislation to abolish ICE and the Border Patrol, basically, in Congress. They say anybody here is legal. You get here, you get everything free, you're above the law, and we're going to apportion seats in Congress off of you being added to the census. And we're going to sign you up to vote locally. It's all happening. It is about breaking this country. It's about UN replacement migration. It's about the globalist operation, and we know that. But I even intend to argue the factoids and all the little details of each story and counter their lies all day and, of course, disprove them easily. But at the end of the day, we know their agenda is to bring down the country. We know their agenda is to create a civil war, race-based. We know their agenda is to collapse our civilization, Clark and Piven. We know this is their plan to conquer the nation. So just out of hand, we know they're the enemy within. And Trump has been very restrained. When and if he declares the Insurrection Act, which he's going to have to do if they continue, which they intend to do, upping their rhetoric, upping their calls to violence, upping their calls for, you'll use your guns against them. Yeah, we can arrest them all. They're criminals. ICE, they're Gestapo, they're Nazis. They're disappearing brown people. They're disappearing citizens. They're going door to door saying, where are the brown people? Nobody's doing that. Where are the brown people? They have addresses. They have workplaces. They have shelters. They have the places they're going where they know they can look at people working at Target, run through a database. Oh, these people are here, all illegal aliens using fake names. And they go grab them. And they know, oh, this guy's in jail. Run the database when he's going to be released. Then the Democrats are now all over the country blocking the database and not putting it in the database when they release rapists, arsonists, murderers. And so DHS has to stake out at the state jails and state prisons. And yeah, okay, oh, that guy matches. Okay, let's ask for his ID. Up, oh, yep, boom, you're arrested, deportation order. And they're calling that a police state. Unbelievable. This is a manhunt for tens of millions of people here illegally. 500,000 children conservatively under Biden that disappeared into sex slavery and slave labor. That's the crimes they've committed. They're the ones that did this. Biden said, when I win, immediately surge the border. Obama said, if you got a kid with you, even if it's not your kid, you're in. You're legal. This is their takedown. And I know you know that, but we have to get it cut and drive to the public. Because the public's very simple-minded on average. Does it look good to have men in camo shooting a woman? And the media wouldn't show you her ramming him on purpose. We had it the day it happened. They had it too. And they just show the footage from before and say, God, they just killed her, no reason. They know exactly what they're doing. And so the minute they stage their big false flag and all these other events, you have got to be ready with the truth. You've got to be boosting it. You've got to be, I want to salute all these citizen journalists that are flooding the zone all over the country and getting the truth out. Because if there were citizen journalists there risking their lives last night when the TDA mob was robbing the federal police vehicles from the guns and documents and weapons, they would say today that white supremacists robbed FBI vehicles. They would. Whenever some illegal alien from the Middle East kills somebody, they say it's a white man did it. Some African from the Congo rapes somebody, they always put on the arrest, white man. That's what the left does. They conceal their operations, and they have the Soros DAs letting the criminals out who feel emboldened to know they can go out and do all this. Imagine the boldness to break in a federal vehicle that has a big lock box in it full of weapons and documents, and then robbing it. Because they know they will be rewarded. Even if they get arrested, they will be let out. Just like the Somalis caught stealing all the money, the judges just overturn it. The Somali cop that killed the white lady for no reason in cold blood, he got sentenced to life in prison. Supreme Court said release him. Supreme Court of Minnesota. They have to let their criminal armies know they're above the law, that they can commit this communist overthrow and get away with it. They've opened up their prisons around the world and flooded us. We're under assault, but we're supposed to sit there and say, oh, no, we're Nazis. So let's go to Governor Walz. I've already played part of this, but I'm going to analyze it here. Here it is.
Level of chaos and disruption and trauma the federal government is raining down upon our communities. 2,000 to 3,000 armed agents of the federal government have been deployed to Minnesota. Armed, masked, under-trained ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live. They're pulling over people indiscriminately, including U.S. citizens, and demanding to see their papers. And at grocery stores, at bus stops, even at our schools, they're breaking windows, dragging pregnant women down the street, just plain grabbing Minnesotans and shoving them into unmarked vans, kidnapping innocent people with no warning and no due process.
None of this is true.
Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government. Last week, that campaign claimed the life of Renee Nicole Good. We've all watched the video. We've all seen what happened. And yet, instead of conducting an impartial investigation so we can hold accountable the officer responsible for Renee's death, the Trump administration is devoting the full power of the federal government to finding an excuse to attack the victim and her family. Just yesterday, six federal prosecutors, including the longtime career prosecutor leading the charge to investigate and eliminate fraud in our state's programs, quit their jobs rather than go along with this assault on the United States Constitution. But as bad as it's been, Donald Trump intends for it to get worse. This week, he went online to promise that, quote, the day of retribution and reckoning is coming. That's a direct threat against the people of this state who dared to vote against him three times and who continue to stand up for freedom with courage and empathy and profound grace. All across Minnesota, people are stepping up to help their neighbors who are being unjustly and unlawfully targeted. They're distributing care packages and walking kids to school and raising their voices in peaceful protest, even though doing so has made many of our fellow Minnesotans targets for violent retribution. Folks, I know it's scary, and I know it's absurd that we all have to be defending law and order, justice, and humanity, while also caring for our families and trying to do our jobs. So tonight, let me say once again to Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, end this occupation. You've done enough. Let me say four critical things to the people of Minnesota. Four things I want you to hear as you watch the news and look out for your neighbors. First, Donald Trump wants this chaos. He wants confusion. And yes, he wants more violence on our streets. We cannot give him what he wants. We can. We must protest loudly, urgently, but also peacefully. Indeed, as hard as we will fight in the courts and at the ballot box, we cannot and will not let violence prevail. You're angry? I'm angry. Angry's not a strong enough word, but we must remain peaceful. Second, you are not powerless. You are not helpless, and you are certainly not alone. All across Minnesota, people are learning about opportunities, not just to resist, but to help people who are in danger. Thousands upon thousands of our fellow Minnesotans are going to be relying on mutual aid in the days and weeks to come, and they need our support. Tonight, I want to share another way you can help. Witness. Help us establish a record of exactly what's happening in our communities. You have an absolute right to peacefully film ICE agents as they conduct these activities. So carry your phone with you at all times. And if you see these ICE agents in your neighborhood, take out that phone and hit record. Help us create a database of the atrocities against Minnesotans, not just to establish a record for posterity, but to bank evidence for future prosecution. The third thing I want to say to you tonight is, we will not have to live like this forever. Accountability is coming at the voting booth and in court. We will reclaim our communities from Donald Trump. We will reestablish a sense of safety for our neighbors, and we will bring an end to this moment of chaos, confusion, and trauma. We will find a way to move forward, and we'll do it together, and we'll not be alone. Every day, we are working with business leaders, faith leaders, legal experts, and elected officials from across this country. They've all seen what Donald Trump is trying to do to our state, and they know their states could be next. And that brings me to the fourth thing I want to say tonight, Minnesota. How incredibly proud I am of the way that you've risen to meet this unbearable moment. But I'm not at all surprised, because this is who we are. Minnesotans believe in the rule of law, and Minnesotans believe in the dignity
of all.
What
this guy is a known communist Chinese agent who got $15 million budgeted to put tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms. Okay, the man is an absolute fraud and total criminal con artist, just like Kamala Harris. And in closing on this issue, I know it's hard to be subjected to that and listen to that liar. It's just insane what a liar he is. But they have mass murder, mass human trafficking, sex slavery, trillions stolen by the Democratic Party, billions and billions and billions by FEMA every month. Housing illegal aliens. FEMA pays for it. 4-star hotels. The Democrats sign these groups up to just engage in mass theft. And then he sits up there and acts like ICE is doing this, and then ICE is there for no reason. It's just mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. And then he talks about, oh, and the violence of ICE. Oh, they're so mean. Oh, they're so bad. Oh, they're so terrible. It's the worst thing ever. And all you've seen is, we're going to kill you. We're going to murder you, before they shot this lady. And all the shooting up their facilities and shooting up their vehicles and killing illegal aliens in the back and killing Border Patrol agents, and just, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then Tim Walz sits up there and acts like they're not the ones launching all the violence. And he has no idea while this is happening. They have broken our border. They are breaking our country. And they're trying to abolish ICE and say they can bring the entire world here to bankrupt our nation, which is their plan, Clark and Bevin. Every step of the way, and they promised under the Podesta plan to make any enforcement of immigration laws something that they would all fight and would behave was like it was illegal. And they've now done that. And I had listeners saying, why do you keep hyping the Podesta plan? Why do you keep hyping these uprisings are coming? Because this is their big play. And we have to get ahead of it so they don't get away with it. And now we're here. And I'm telling you, the false flag where they kill a bunch of these people and blame us is imminent. Now I know you're listening. Now we're going to get Syrian girl on the line here in just a moment. They'll let me know. And we're going to get the latest on Iran. Trump went from, I'm going to back the Iranian uprising, and he almost always does what he says he's going to do, to, well, actually, I've talked to Iran in a back channel, and so we're not going to strike them right now. Hopefully, they can basically allow their country to be reformed. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on behind the scenes. I certainly don't want to strike Iran. I certainly don't trust what Israel, who is manipulating the situation, will try to install there. I do support the people getting rid of the mullahs, but this is obviously a dangerous situation, so we'll be talking to her as soon as we get her connected. Before we do that, today and tomorrow are the last days at thealexjonesstore.com that any order of any Patriot apparel or any great supplement like Ultramethylene Blue gets you entered 50X. Anything you buy, you get put in 50X into the sweepstakes to win one or both, because you'd win both potentially, of the two amazing off-road vehicles, the Raptor and the big diesel off-road vehicle, Ford as well. And again, there's this crossover every few months for 1 week. You can get put in for both vehicles because one promotion's ending tomorrow. The other goes for another month. So this is that sweet spot right now. And a lot of the folks that have won these sweepstakes have done it in the last days when we, of each deal where we give 50%, or excuse me, not 50%, 50 times entry on everybody that purchases at thealexjonesstore.com. So that's fun. But that's their idea over at Bigly. They have their own ideas. I'm not a big sweepstakes guy, but I do like meeting the winners, and it is fun, so it's become successful. So I'm all for it. What I'm promoting here is you getting incredible game-changing supplements like Ultramethylene Blue, Iris Sea Moss, Bovine Colostrum, Shilajit. Our turmeric's the strongest out there by light years. These products really work. And I want you to get them. I want you to see how great they are. I wanted to knock your socks off. And I want you to say, man, Alex didn't steer me wrong. And then I want you to become a repeat customer so we can not just stay on air in the face of the attacks, but expand the network, expand the reporters, expand the operation to really get to where I've been wanting to go for decades. And we're so close. So thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, speaking of Bigly, they, because they got a bunch of other companies and groups and things they do, and then they're smart guys, and they send out surveys to my customers from the site, but also the other sites, things they have for other talk show hosts, like Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and so many others, and they ask them, what do you want? And they said, we want beef tallow, high-quality beef tallow for cooking. And I'm like, really, beef tallow? Man, I know it's good for you and tastes great, and Kennedy talks about it, but really? Turns out it's a big seller. So that's their idea. That's actually your idea. Well, I didn't know this because, I mean, I don't know everything. Obviously, there's a lot I don't know. Look at this. When they came to me a month ago and they said, next month, we're going to have smelling salts. And they're going to be a big seller. And I'm like, smelling salts? And I remember being a kid and you'd be, you know, at the YMCA at an event and one of the kids would get in the locker, you know, in the bathroom that had first aid, and then one kid would go, look at this, it's a smelling salt. And you go, ugh, and everybody, ugh. I mean, that's my experience with smelling salts. And then I researched it, and I'm like, wow, this is hot. So we have super high-quality smelling salts. It's just a bottle. And you can be totally exhausted driving your 18-wheeler, or you can be at, you know, work and about to make an important phone call, sales call. I didn't realize that in Russia and Europe and in Asia, in Japan, and with the Olympic teams, because it's all legal, that these smelling salts are the hot thing. And I didn't realize if you asked ChatGPT about it, how amazing it is. Well, we got a high-quality smelling salt, and this is like a probably a five. The only problem with this product is you're not going to need it. It's there's no planned obsolescence. This is gonna last you years. You'll probably only buy this once, okay? But we call it War Cry smelling salts. I thought it was weird. It's a great idea. I've learned, so good on them. This is not my idea. I'm just explaining that because I think a lot of listeners are like me. You're like, so what the hell is this? Well, look into it. I didn't know about it. So. This is very, very exciting. We'll go to break and come back with our guest. She is now there, the amazing Syrian girl. Benefits of smelling salts. This is ChatGPT. Rapid revival from fainting. Enhanced alertness and mental focus. Temporary boost in respiratory rate and oxygen delivery. Psychological stimulation that may improve confidence and readiness. And fast reaction time. Boost alertness, focus. Sympathetic nervous system. And... Look, I'm pretty awake right now, so I don't need to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I'm a wimp, okay? Because I mean, guys, this is scary, folks. I mean, this is like filled to the top with this stuff. Ah! Whoa, I mean, man. Whoa. So, wow. I mean, but it turns out like the Olympic teams and the guys that arm wrestle, that's not the Olympics, but I looked it up in the last few weeks. I'm like, wow, I didn't know about this. So those guys where they do shot put, or, you know, any of that stuff. And I guess the NFL, too, they have like little patches they'll pull one out. And I mean, it's totally legal. Oh, whoa, man. So just be careful, okay? Because this is way stronger than the stuff I smelled a few times when I was a kid. So get your War Cry. Premium smelling salts. What will they come up with next? It's like Alex Jones bobblehead, stress balls, Donald Trump. Christmas elves. Hey, I love their ideas. Gay frog plushies, or no, straight frog plushies. I'm sorry. Or 1945 pinup girls and on 10-inch daggers. Now that I like. So it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and that's what funds our operation. All right, we're gonna go to break. There she is. Talk about pinup girl for peace, Syrian girl. I've been interviewing her for 15, 16 years. She looks as young as ever. I look like an old man now. She's got the fountain of youth over there or something. Anyways, all right. Well, I'm gonna stop teasing her. No, we're getting married next week, folks. We're announcing it here on air right now. Now, I'm going to stop. Serious stuff, World War III, nuclear war. I'm going to stop. We're going to go to break for 2 minutes, come right back with Syrian Girl, and then Nick Fuentes and more coming up today. We'll be right back with Syrian Girl. It is serious. Big developments on the Iran front. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West. iconic crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mile post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Syrian girl joins us. I'll introduce her fully at the next segment because some stations don't carry this. But since she was on yesterday, Trump had signaled imminent attacks on Iran. He almost always does what he says. He said, I'm going to back the people, help us on the way, implying military action, which I don't want us to be involved in. Again, I'm all for regime change. You know, the people do it, but I don't trust people running our government, not Trump, but the bureaucrats. And I don't trust Israel, who's got their own people there. I don't want to put a royal in there. I want to put some new religious leader in there. I want people to be free. So we've got big developments, though, unfolding right now. Iran and Israel secretly agreed not to attack each other through Russian back channel. Trump now says that imminent strikes on Iran are off the table for now. This lady is seriously informed. Syrian girl, from your sources, what changed since we talked 23 hours ago?
You know, it's interesting. When we talked 23 hours ago, we were getting the Drudge report said that the attack was imminent. I had sources from 3 days prior that told me the attack was imminent that day within 24 hours. And Iran actually closed its airspace. I don't know if people noticed that on the news. And that indicated that it was preparing missile strikes. Because the first time that they did a ballistic missile attack on the U.S. air base in Iraq, they did accidentally shoot down a passenger jet. So now every time they fire missiles, a sign is that they're going to close their airspace, which is like a big red flag that missiles are about to fly. So it seemed like something was revving up, like they were prepared for something as well. So they must have received intel that, you know, something's going to happen. But Trump is showing, he just made a statement that the killing seems to have stopped, which indicates, you know, there's no reason for U.S. strikes anymore. I don't know if I, like, trust that things are over completely, because maybe the Iranians showed themselves to be too prepared. Maybe this is like a, some sort of a psych that's happening. So I think that we shouldn't put our guard down yet. But what may have happened is the Iranians showed too much preparedness. It seems that they were able to cut off, Elon Musk's,
Starlink.
What is it? Starlink. I was going to say Skynet,
yeah.
But definitely not that. So it was Starlink. So as a result, a lot of the protests subsided because there's no like instructions. And as we know repeatedly from many admissions, the Mossad is involved. Israel is involved on the ground there and giving instructions. So perhaps because things subsided, they didn't think that the regime or the state, the government was unstable enough to pull this off. This is just my analysis from the immediate, not in the long term. I also saw that Saudi Arabia and Qatar have insisted that this not happen. Of course, they have some influence with the U.S., not as much as Israel, but they do have some influence with the U.S. this may be the reason we saw a backstep, but I'm really not sure how long this is going to last for in terms of not having a strike. It seems to me that a strike is inevitable in the long term, if not in the immediate short term.
Wow, I have to say I totally agree with that. And this could be a thing where, like, they said if we're making a deal with Hamas, then Israel strikes Hamas in Qatar. I mean, who knows what's really about to happen, but I tend to go where you said I think they realize Iran's not as weak as they thought, so they're pulling back for now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Trump, 4 days ago, said we're going to come to the aid of the Iranian opposition, the uprising. Israel has wanted to, quote, hit all of their main military sites, not just nuclear. So that's full war. The Iranian parliament has already voted during the last U.S.-Israel strikes and that whole fight to block the Strait of Hormuz if there is a main attack on Iran. And that would be this, and that would take hours to get into all the things that would cause if that unfolded. Now, the White House, we can put it on screen, is set to have a press conference and an announcement any minute about Iran. We'll obviously pop to that and get the main announcement, and then you'll come back later with any questions that were important after Syrian Girl has had her time to speak. But she has recently been to Israel, been to Gaza, been to Iran, been to Russia, been to Europe, been all over. Again, her family was part of the ruling party before the Ba'athists threw them out, so she was not even for Assad, but against turning the country into an al-Qaeda haven, which has now been done, as she predicted it would, after 14 years of attempted regime change. She showed incredible footage yesterday of her recently in Tehran, the capital of Iran, with 67% of the women not wearing burqas, and quite attractive-looking people, I would say, as well. And just out there at a mall looking like it was America or something. So a lot of what we hear about Iran is seriously exaggerated. And I think that was the big thing she was saying. But some stations weren't carrying us earlier. I think you nailed it last segment. Repeat what you said and then expand on why you think suddenly Trump has pulled back from, okay, we're going to hit you, to, oh, no, they've stopped killing people. In fact, here he is in the Oval Office talking about it.
Thank you so much. And just to make the record clear, I haven't been to Israel. I have been to Iran and Iraq, because people will try to pick on me for that, for sure. But as a Syrian,
just stop you. They misunderstood. I'm a bad communicator. I wanted to play the hold a second. Hold a second. I want to just play this clip of Trump. So we'll go back to this in a minute. We're going to play clip 4 on the list. This one right here. This is Trump. I'm sorry, I miscommunicated. I'm going to play this. Let's start over again. Let's just stop right there. We're going to start this over here. Let's go ahead and play it.
We've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping. It's stopped. It's stopping. And there's no plan for executions or executions. So I've been told that on good authority. We'll find out about it.
All right. Sorry. My voice is under the weather. They didn't hear me say play clip 4. Now, I wasn't mad at you, Syrian Girl. I don't know the Israel thing. I was mad because I wanted to play that clip. Okay. I was looking at the videos you sent me, the new ones. I know anybody gets near Israel. If you flew over Israel or if you look at Israel on a map, it means you work for them. So My misunderstanding is a great illustration. Why don't you pledge to everybody you don't work for Israel because they're better than you and worship them and swear you're not Mossad? I misunderstood this in these videos you sent me where you're interviewing people. I travel speaking to all these Jewish groups and rabbis, and I guess that was not in Israel. The point is, you travel all over the Middle East. Does it mean you work for Israel if you lived in Syria, though? In fact, if you were on planet Earth, it means you work for Israel. So why don't you apologize to everybody and just pledge you don't work for Israel first?
God forbid anyone should assume such a thing. And especially as I'm Syrian, you know, there's all those sorts of, like, I would never be allowed to step foot in any such a place. And also it could create, you know, like, you can imagine, you can just imagine. But I did interview the rabbi in the synagogue, so it's perfectly understandable that, you know, people would assume that's in Israel. But in fact, it was in Iran, right? Like, that's what made it so profound, because I did interview that rabbi and the children that went to that synagogue, because I think it's hard, like, children that were there, we were there, like, you know, suddenly nobody was able to instruct the children don't lie, okay? They can, maybe if they sneak some chocolate, but if you ask them straight up about their situation, their immediate instinct is not to conceal anything. So I was able to get an idea of what their lives were like from speaking to the rabbi and the children. And those were the clips I think you may have seen. And essentially, you know, I asked them, what did you think about the previous strikes on Iran? And the rabbi said, like, we were fearing for our lives, just like every other Iranian, from the Israeli missiles. So it's not like, you know, they feel any different to Iranians. They're, you know, they speak to me in Farsi. They don't speak to me in Hebrew. You know, he was telling me how, like, inside the synagogue, you have to cover your hair because, you know, otherwise young boys are going to be distracted. And, you know, he was talking about how he has, like, the ability to worship in Iran and he doesn't have any issues. I also, like, I asked him about the conflict in the region. And I told him, you don't really have to answer me if you don't want to, if you feel uncomfortable. And he said, no, I'll answer you. I just want peace. And I thought he was a really awesome guy. And I hope, you know, you guys check out the interview. But just to show you that this narrative that it's like Muslims versus Jews, it's not really accurate. We have, like, some military industrial complex that's hell-bent on selling weapons and creating conflicts and spawning terrorist groups on both sides. You know, you had the terrorist militias, Haganah, Ergon Lehi, that started the whole thing. And then you had ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And this is a game, essentially. So I wanted to get on the ground and show the reality of people. And I think that with the mall that I showed you, interestingly, I asked the girl if this was like her favorite mall or if it was a good one. And she goes, no, I really don't like this one. And later on, people were telling me, go to Tehran Mall. And I looked it up, and Tehran Mall, which is not the mall you're seeing now, is one of the biggest malls in the world. And I didn't know about it, and I missed it. I'm going to have to go back for that one.
But all right, so I want to shift gears out of this because we got distracted by me mentioning some of the videos you sent me and it became this whole thing, which is fine. We'll add some of those in post because we have limited time. Once we upload this to X and Rumble, after you're not live, we'll actually put the 5 or 6 amazing videos you sent, you know, to us in there for some context you've been talking about. Big picture, though, almost always when Trump says he's going to do something, he does it. On this case, can you recap why you think he went from, yeah, we're going to back the opposition, we're going in, to suddenly, you know, everything's fine?
Look, Trump, he does say what he says he's going to do it. It's very likely he does do it, but he's also unpredictable, right? Like, he can't change his mind. He has said he will not do something. He has said he will not do something, and then he ends up doing it. So I think that it's hard to, you know, he's saying now that he won't do it. So I think that to recap, the Iranians closed their airspace on the 15th, showing preparedness to launch missiles. So there was like an escalation that happened there. Clearly the Iranians expected something and it didn't go through. The Saudi Arabians and the Qataris were against it. They have some influence with the United States, not as much as Israel, but they have U.S. military bases in Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And last time, Qatar was struck by missiles from both the Iranians and the Israelis because they were, housing negotiations there and U.S. military bases. So they were stuck in the middle of it. So they're like, no, we don't want anything to do with this. And they're putting pressure on things to halt. However, as I predicted last time there was strikes, I said, this is not the end. They're coming back for more. And I think that they will be coming back. I don't think that this is it. I think that we should be on guard at least till the end of the month, if not, for the next couple of years. And I think, probably it's not over. I think also perhaps contributing factor is that Iran was able to jam Starlink, which prevented communications with some of the intelligence agents that the Mossad and CIA have inside Iran. And so the U.S. maybe didn't want to go into war with Iran blind. Perhaps they didn't expect Starlink to be jammed. And I heard that this jamming of Starlink may have been technology provided to Iran by China or Russia. Perhaps they also made it themselves. They're very capable. They did build hypersonic ballistic missiles themselves, after all. So this is all, I guess, it's dynamic at the end of the day. We will see what happens next. Perhaps also because of the jamming of Starlink, the rallies that were taking place, or the riots more specifically, like we have in Minnesota, you wouldn't call them freedom rallies. You would, if they're throwing Molotov cocktails at churches and shooting police, we would call them at least riots, if not an insurrection. They have sort of died down. And I think maybe because, again, there's no instruction from Starlink for them. That I know that the Israelis have admitted that they were on the ground in manipulating things. So maybe this was not the scenario that they wanted. I mean, Trump has said himself the killings have stopped, which means probably the riots have stopped as well. So this is maybe not the scenario that they wanted for the regime change. They wanted chaos on the streets and then missiles in the air, perhaps. So we saw similar in Syria, of course. Things started as mostly peaceful protesters, which, of course, were gunmen on the street and firing on MI6, firing on both sides, the police and the protesters, creating chaos, and eventually ended up with Al-Qaeda in charge.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I did see the foreign minister on Fox, and they're, like, laughing at him. He's talking, to Brett Baer, and they're like, you're telling me that Israel or another group would actually stage a false flag. I'm saying the Democrats are pre-programmed at all. I predicted everything they would do so far. They said what they would do. Now, the last thing will be mowing down a bunch of illegal aliens or people demonstrating for them in a place like Minnesota. And so I could absolutely, if Trump says, I think I said it when he said it, when Trump said, you kill demonstrators, I'm going to come against you. And I said, well, that he's just ensured that some opposition group internally or Israel or some group, that's teed up now to do that. And so that's logical to say that's a possibility. I'm not saying that's what happened, but to roll the eye about that is not based in reality.
Absolutely not. And what would happen in Minnesota with the ICE agent shooting the woman in the car? I mean, I heard that that woman was blocking their way for a long period of time, and surely she saw that these guys mean business. I mean, perhaps she was led on to believe that, she'd be perfectly safe doing so. You could think of her as one of the protesters in Iran, right? So I do suspect a lot of false flag activity. Prior to BLM as well, you saw that the media would hyper-focus on incidences that happened between police and members of the African American community. And now when Biden was in power, suddenly all those issues disappeared and the media wouldn't focus on it anymore. So I do think that, there is something with that. There is some sort of the George Soros hand in these things. And of course, I saw that BBC episode as well. they did say that Iran, are you saying that Israel is doing false flag? And the answer is just like, but the Israelis admitted it themselves. And the BBC guy had to basically acknowledge that. He's like, I know, but, the Israelis, they aren't really hiding anything. They also stated that the minute that the Iranian regime, or that's in their wording, falls, they're going to just bomb everywhere in Iran, which is what happened in Syria. I mean, look, we've learned the lesson of these regime change operations. It doesn't end with flowers and rainbows. It ends with civil war, as in Libya, rises of Al-Qaeda, as in Libya and as in Syria as well. So it ends in decades of chaos and,
And let's be clear about that. Let's be clear about that. You have all these people like the U.S. ambassador to Israel that literally worships Israel, and they just say Israel's so sweet and so perfect and so good. I'm just pragmatic about it and say, no, Israel is very cold-blooded and it's some of the most cold-blooded stuff ever. Israel admittedly founded Hamas to destabilize the PLO. They were getting record funding up until October 7th. And so we know the history of this, and we know that Israel doesn't want stable partners in general. Okay, now if Saudi Arabia is strong or, Jordan's strong, they won't move openly against them. But any other time they get a chance, they don't want strong leaders, strong governments, strong industry. They admit officially their policy is to break all those countries into smaller subgroups it can control. That's their official divide and conquer policy. And the British were wrong to do that in India, and other empires have been wrong, and it's immoral. And I'll tell you, though, you're right. Israel, the crazy part is, in its own news, admits what they're doing. But over here, it's turned into like a cartoon. Israel good, everybody else bad. It's like, no, Israel's going around destabilizing and putting the worst people in. Look at Syria. And it's very immoral, and it needs to be addressed.
I would like to point out something, especially about Syria. You know, Netanyahu said that he is responsible for the fall of Assad. He said that, like, within days of it happening. And obviously they armed the rebel groups. One of the rebel groups that they were arming alongside the CIA beheaded a 12-year-old boy. And now one of those men that they beheaded the boy is inside the government in Syria. But here's the kicker. The stated official statements coming out of the Al-Qaeda government saying that we don't want a war with Israel. They've been saying this repeatedly. And Al-Qaeda has actually never attacked Israel. There has been footage of Al-Qaeda standing alongside the IDF. I can send you the photographs on the Golan Heights demilitarized zone. So
it was in the Israeli newspapers that off and on in the last years, they have given field hospital support to Al-Qaeda in southern Syria and given them weapons and even given them intel. So that's not debated. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you said it better than me.
No, I wanted to back you up.
No, but I'm grateful. I'm so grateful because you're right. It needs mention, right? We can't forget about this history. But and since then, that Al-Qaeda government has said, we don't want any beef with Israel. We're going to cut off any military support for any Hezbollah or any group that's going to fight Israel. Basically, full surrender. Let's negotiate. But Israel is still invading Syria. Israel is still bombing Syria. Iran is not in Syria anymore. Hezbollah is not in Syria anymore. And instead of the Israeli aggression reducing, the Israeli aggression has increased. And that the lesson therein is that Israel does not want peace. Israel wants greater Israel, right? Like, you only need to look at Syria to understand that to be the point. And every single policy they've done since the Oslo Accords, where they signed the peace treaty to do a two-state solution, has been to undermine that two-state solution, including the assassination of President Rubin, forgive me if I forgot his name, that signed the peace treaty in the first place. So I think you're right. Like, the portrayal of it is this innocent thing that Iran is the aggressor and Israel is like this thing that you have to protect. Essentially what the American people are being sold is that Iran has to be bombed because because of head coverings and gay pride parades. I think, you know, in the past, a nation would go to war with a nation, perhaps because it feels threatened by that nation. But Iran isn't threatening the U.S. And certainly women showing their hair or not isn't a threat to the U.S. Even though I showed in my videos to you yesterday that indeed women do show their hair in Iran without being bashed up.
But I want to be clear. When I heard that Grinnell was saying we promised we're going to come save the gay people, and then the regime changes about that, I thought it was a joke, and then he actually said that. And I mean, it's totally crazy because it just shows, like with USAID and Afghanistan all over the place, and literally all over the world, the U.S. is literally coming and trying to transgender people's children. That should not be the face of the United States. You know, Grinnell can do whatever he wants in his bedroom. Quite frankly, I don't care. But the leading edge of why we have policy, you know, is not about what people do with their penises. I'm sorry.
It is the woke liberal world order, right? It is the liberal woke hegemony. It's the woke bombs. When Syria now, like they basically are perfuming up Al-Qaeda and they put Al-Qaeda in power and they dropped the $10 million bounty on his head. Before they put Al-Qaeda in power, they were selling this war in Syria with the flag of liberalism. Like the Assad state before that fell, you know, he was saying, I don't agree with the whole transing the kids thing. I disagree with the women are men and men are women. I disagree with the liberal world order. However, he wasn't throwing gays off buildings. He wasn't abusing women. But they created the story of the, look, if you guys are listening, look this up, the gay girl in Damascus, a blog of this gay woman that was being oppressed by Assad. This was within the first year of the regime change operation. Turns out that woman was a man, an American man, living, I think, in the UK, who is called Tom McMaster. And he was the one behind the blog of the so-called gay woman in Damascus. But they tried to use the women and LGBT thing, even in Syria, before it was clear that the revolution was Al-Qaeda, essentially. They still tried to use this liberalism to create manufactured consent for war.
Well, we got to get you back soon because this whole thing with Russia is coming to a head. And we already know this, but Trump's like, it's Zelensky doesn't want peace. Not just Zelensky. NATO has said they're never going to do a peace deal. So Russia keeps slowly expanding, slowly winning. Europe's threatening to preemptively nuke Russia. So Russia responds and says, okay, well, we'll nuke you in a war. And the media then ignores that Russia's responding to NATO saying we may launch a sneak attack on Russia. So I love how NATO makes the provocative statements, says they're going to put an army in Ukraine to fight them. Then Russia responds and says, fine, we'll nuke you back. They ignore, they're responding to that and just play these games. So dangerous.
Well, I guess if I can have a last 30-second statement. Imagine if China or some foreign power sends Starlink or some communications device into Minnesota and starts instructing people to shoot up ICE or other police officers. How would you expect the U.S. state to react? And then imagine if that nation said, if the police react against the peaceful freedom protesters, then they're going to get bombed. I'm sure the American people would not accept that. I'm sure the Iranians wouldn't either. So thank you so much.
Well, in a way, it is happening. He is a Chi-Com agent, but he's a globalist agent. They're actually saying resist them. They're illegal. They're actually saying get weapons. So that's pretty much kind of happened now. But it's the Democrats with the globalists doing it here. So everybody's trying to regime change everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked that George Soros did a regime change color revolution in the U.S. that one time. BLM.
You're amazing. Do 60 seconds on the other side.
RFK JFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm tired of this dirty old city, entirely too much work and never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today.
turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana, give me all I've got, come into me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose and set me free.
All right, I wanted to get Syrian Girl, who I feel like I've known forever, as I have. I've never met her in person. I mean, 15 years she's been coming on since the Syrian conflict was just starting. And I wanted to just have her, give her 35,000-foot view before we shift to some other big news that connects to all this on where she sees the Trump admin going from the past behavior, where she sees Israel going, who no matter what, Netanyahu wants to be a wartime president. He's not going to stop, wartime prime minister. He admits he's doing all this to basically stay in power. And the fact that it continues to enrage the world, but they don't care. And then meanwhile, you've got Russia, you've got China, you've got Venezuela, all of this, why she thinks this is all coming to a head at one time and what she thinks humanity can do to navigate this and de-escalate it. So some closing comments on that. And I appreciate your time, and people should follow your important, your very important work. Sorry, my voice is still out. At Partisan Girl. One word on X, YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan, Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. So please, Syrian Girl, give us your, I think, expert take on that, because you've really been calling stuff like it is for a long time.
Well, I think that Israel and, you know, Zionism worldwide, they are on the war front. They feel like they've been winning in Gaza, in Lebanon, you know, taking out like the leader of Hezbollah, and now they want to continue the momentum essentially in Iran. Although I saw an article recently that said that Israel is not going to take part in any sort of conflict between the U.S. and Iran, which I thought was interesting that, you know, essentially they are getting the U.S. to fight their war with Iran. So the U.S. is expected to jump in to help Israel, but not vice versa. You know, Israel wants to be out, like, to sit this one out while the U.S. does the job. Didn't happen that way yet, but I think that, you know, in terms of what I see coming, look, I think that we have a basically what I see it as is World War III. It's probably not the World War III that we expected. We didn't, like, we expected World War III to be nuclear mushroom clouds left and right. Whereas I think since at least the war in Libya and Syria, we were already in what it was World War III. We had Russia and the US in a sphere, like, both at the same time in Syria, both at the same time in Ukraine. You have stuff going on in Venezuela. You have stuff going on in Armenia. It seems global. You have Israel, Iran, Israel, Gaza, and the genocide there. So it's basically World War III. And the only thing left next, like, what next? With all of these dominoes falling, if Iran was to fall, their sights are going to be set. Well, they're already at war with Russia, but things might escalate there. And then China. So, like, those are nuclear powers, and things are gonna get much, much worse from there. But the question is, like, how much is Russia and China gonna help Iran out here? Because surely they realize that they're next. And if they help them a lot, that's gonna be a quagmire for the US, just as Afghanistan was, which is why they had to pull out eventually. And that is going to essentially cause a really big damage to the U.S. economy. We keep getting told that these wars help the U.S. economy. And here I live in Australia. You know, we're getting told these things, but all I see is hyperinflation. All I see is cost of living crisis, people without houses, people who can't afford groceries. Where is the economic benefit for these wars?
Oh my gosh, you've been so gracious. You've got to join us again tomorrow. I thought of you days ago, and I've been so busy, I haven't covered it properly. I've mentioned it some. The incredible draconian legislation set to pass as early as tomorrow, where they ban all free speech, hate crimes, thought crimes, take the rest of the guns, which is the model for the world. I've got all these clips. I've got the legislation that's already passed. They have the votes and where you see that going. So if you can, join us tomorrow for 30 minutes on that. Syrian girl, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you. Great job. Yeah, hopefully this answer to prayers, this Iran thing de-escalates, because I'm all for regime change is what the people want, okay? That's their right. I don't trust the globalists in Israel with who they're going to put in. It's the same thing in Venezuela. I'm all for getting rid of that regime. I get why Trump thinks he can do it. He's from a good place. He's doing it. So if he does it, I'm not going to, stir and attack him. But at the same time, how do you trust us not being put into Vietnam? And I think you've seen now that's basically where we're at. Now, I want to be the guy that's right. And by the guy that's right, I want to be the guy that is accurate. I want to know the truth. Like, I want to know what's going on. And then I'm going to tell you what I really think is going on. And that's why we have a track record of being the most accurate. Now, a lot of the stuff we talk about is not simple. It can be taken out of context because we'll war game all the different factions and sides. People can take a clip when I spend 20 minutes war gaming something, looking at 5-6 different angles, and I'll cover one angle, cover another angle, cover this angle, and people that want to be deceptive can go get an angle out and say, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to watch the show in its context, okay? Now, I have so much family and friends. My phone rings every day now with cousins and, aunts and uncles and old friends and, Alex, I hear you saying get into silver and gold, and that it's only going to go up, you believe. Are you really think that? And I mean, I've had family do this, and I look at them and I go, do you think I'm going to tell my listeners something if I don't think it's the best move? My entire economy, my entire world is about being right. I didn't sell silver or gold or promote it for 14 years because I believed that it had been speculative before and that it was not going to go up for a long time. I said, hey, folks, I bet in a decade or so we'll be back. Well, we came back 2 years and 2 months ago with the top rated gold and silver sponsor because they have the lowest prices, the best service, all of it. But and they're a sponsor, but this isn't even about a pitch. It's about the larger ramifications in the economy. So Kirk Elliott has nailed it. He's an economist. And he's the most successful silver and gold broker in North America. That's no easy trick itself. So in the real world of business, he knows what he's doing. And he's a good friend of mine, a very smart historically, and a theologian. And he totally nailed it. And so I had family, he knows, he talked to him, who bought a little bit of silver last week. And they're like, oh, God, it's at 80. Should we do it? And I said, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't have money to buy silver. If you want, call. And boom, now look where it is, okay? So there's going to be profit taking from time to time. But when you put all the factors in of how it's a rare earth mineral, how it's a strategic mineral, the strategic periodic table part of our universe element, I think silver in 3 or 4 years is at $1,000. I think gold's at $10,000. Because of the inflation alone, okay? But I'm not guaranteeing that. I'm just saying they've suppressed it so long. Silver's the most ridiculously suppressed thing out there, so it's easy to guess. If you have to have it as this industrial thing, and you have all this inflation, and all these elites are hoarding it, and there's shortages of it, and the mines say we're years behind, and it takes 10 years to get a big mine processing, this, to me, my God, is the ace of spades. It's the ships come in. It's the... the way to make lemonade out of lemons. So, yeah, I mean what I say, but it ain't about whether I mean what I say. It's in Gladiator, he says, are you not entertained? When he chops everybody up in 10 seconds. I'm saying, are you not empowered? Are you not made strong? Have I not told you the truth? And it's not about me beating my chest. It's like, my God, here, people. I'm not just right about the silver. I'm right about all this stuff. It's not about me being right. It's that I'm right, so you'll listen to me so we can beat them. I know how to beat them. But I got to get the White House listening, which they are, more and more. And I got to get the public listening and understanding. I know you hear a lot of voices and a lot of stuff out there. But, man, me and my guest, it's not just me that gets it right. I have people on that are consistently right, like Mark Mitchell at Zogby at Rasmussen, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And one of those guys is Kirk Elliott. Now, he's got to go in 13, 14 minutes. I got to him late. I apologize. I twisted his arm to come on. He sent me all this preparation. But I noticed what he didn't send me. He sent me some of it. It's this. Silver U.S. Mint delays and Costco limits surface. This is what he predicted. When you start seeing where you can't even get it retail and the mines have run out and the different, systems and the trading systems are out, that's when you know it's gone into the next phase. So, Doc, there's a lot to talk about here in a short time, but what the hell is going on with silver right now?
Alex, we were so right. I mean, today silver's like at $93. 93? And what was it after Christmas? It was like 70-something, right? And it's like we're going up and up and up, but why? So there's a reason why.
Predicting right before Christmas, and we don't even have the staff to do it. Could be somebody find it. Your staff needs to find it. You said, I bet it could be 90 in January. You remember saying that?
Yeah, I do. And sure enough, it is. Now I think we're probably going to eclipse 100 by the end of this month, Alex. The end of this month.
That's quite a psychological barrier.
I know. That's a huge one, right? By the end of this quarter, I think we'll be 120 to 140. And if I were betting man, which I'm not, we'll probably be around 200 by the end of the year. Now, why do I say that? So just this morning, Trump issued an executive order about shoring up supply for critical minerals, of which silver is one of them. And so he's putting price floors on it. What? Why? So he can get other countries other than China to go into production deals with America so we can get the critical minerals needed for national security. Now, so what that meant was silver last night came down a lot, like literally like $7 or $8 or something like that in offshore trading. It's like, why? Because Trump is delaying any tariffs on these critical minerals in lieu of he's trying to shore up some new deals with other countries to get us out of the grips of China. So silver came down. You know what it did this morning? Popped right back up again. They can't keep it down, right? Normally something like that would have caused silver to keep coming down and down and down and down. There is so much oxygen in this because of the fundamentals that you and I talk about all the time. Supply and demand. There's little supply. There's massive amounts of demand. And the fundamentals always hold true. Ultimately, that's always the case, right? So this is why it came down last night. But why did it come right back up to where it's now 93 again? It's because of the supply and demand issue. So here's where I want to look at something. So on the notes that I sent you step one and step two. Look at step one, the chart on that. So. It's basically an ascending triangle. And one of the big researchers that I love following, his name is Jesse Colombo. He and I are on the same page on this. He actually wrote a report on it. So what does an ascending triangle mean? It means that from a technical pattern, once silver goes above this little ascending triangle, it's going to soar and it's going to go up. And he predicted we're probably going to be, this is the run to 100. Okay. So he said this sometime in December. Look at step two. It broke out of that ascending triangle. Now the next step is $121 silver, which I think we're going to get this spring. See, this is the amazing combination of fundamental forces.
So what you're saying is, if you predicted this, it's even breaking out of some of the most bullish models and going hyperbolic.
Yes. Yes. Now, here's what's happening and why we're going to have even a bigger supply crunch. So last night in China, China's paying like a $13 premium over spot price for silver. It's like, why would they do that? It's because they've run out. China needs it for manufacturing. And this is why also they stopped exporting to the rest of the world. They don't want to export a mineral that they need for manufacturing for all electronics and electric vehicles and batteries and everything else. So they're not exporting it. They put anti-hoarding laws in effect. So it's like people can't buy silver in China anymore, the citizens, because they need it. China needs it.
Let's be clear. They've been encouraging it forever. Now they're
forever.
Not. So let's be clear, though. Every indicator is perfect storm here. It's breaking out of even the most bullish models because the mines admit they can't deliver. The major centers that are distributing it are running out. What are you hearing from your sources? You're one of the apex, you know, guys in this at the retail level that's still even small compared to institutional, industrial, but still consumer. You're, you know, the apex guy here about where this is going, because clearly if it's so way undervalued where it should be, it could, with this amplification, if this continues, it could be way more bullish than we could even imagine. It could go completely cuckoo town.
It could. See, every big run that we've seen in history, like 2010, 2011, when silver went from 12 to 48, a 4X increase in like 9 months, that was a speculative blow off. The Hunt brothers, speculators. This one is so different. This is not speculation. This is supply and demand. Now manufacturers need it. We've never encountered a world where manufacturers have run out of a commodity that's so important it's needed for just about everything. They're going to start offering any price possible, which is why last night in China, they were offering over $100 an ounce silver when on COMEX, it was $89 an ounce. So what does this mean?
So this stop you. You were on 2 weeks ago, and I'm going from memory, so correct exact numbers. Silver was 80, but you said China's offering 89 or something. And so you said, I think that you said, so that means in a few weeks, it'll be at 90 for everybody. That's when you made the prediction, right? I'm going from memory.
Yes. Right. Yes, exactly right. So what does this mean for us?
So it's happening again. So what's the indicator show now?
Indicators are showing now that the COMEX supplies, the inventories are depleting because of this instant arbitrage. You can buy metals in America for $89 and go to China for 100 and something. It's instant arbitrage overnight.
It's like the new carry trade out of Japan.
It's like the new yen carry trade. Exactly. So this is depleting inventories at COMEX. Okay. So what happened last night when China's offering these higher prices, the banks, if silver were to have hit $100 an ounce, and you just had that research article on the screen just a minute ago, if it would have hit 100, some of the big banks that have massive short positions, like hundreds of millions of dollars in short positions, they would have been wiped out. So they had to try to drive the price down. And they did. But you know what happened? Supply and demand kicked in. Prices went right back up. See, we're on the verge of 4.4 billion ounces of silver in bank shorts when the mines only produce 800 million ounces a year. This is unsustainable, Alex. And some of these banks are going to get crucified over China's in basically massive appetite for silver. And China knows it. So they know it, which is why Trump signed this executive order. I can't go into his mind and think of why he did what he did.
You only predicted like 3 months ago. That's why we got to have a whole archive. It's just on you that he would declare it a national security issue. And he did.
He did. He absolutely did, because he needs to. If we can't shore up supply of silver, our defense industry goes dark. I mean, they can't have it. So does electric vehicles. So does solar power. So does AI chip manufacturing. So does cryptocurrency mining. So does all electronics.
But you alluded to this a lot in the last few years because it was time to do it. You agreed. Yeah. Now the bull market begins probably for the next decade. So I said, now's the time. I'm going to show people the right direction. You said something in a sophisticated way. I want to not dumb it down, but just, you know, make it simple. You've got all these big tech companies that are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And sure, there's some value there, but it's way overvalued. But people are putting money in the stock market. When people figure out that paper's overvalued, they go into commodities, and they go into rare earth minerals, that's when things go crazy. And because all these rare earth minerals, like silver, have been so undervalued, Once the public figures that out, it's game over, and they haven't even begun to figure it out yet. The institutions have. That's why this is so obvious that we are on the just the beginning of this mega bull market.
Mega.
Any way you slice it, that's why listeners who think, oh, I don't want to call Kirk Elliott and get it now that it's $90-something, you'll be here in 2 weeks when it's 100, I believe, feeling foolish. I would not tell you to get into this if it was not the surest thing on the planet. I could have scam silver and gold brokers on the sell you collectible crap and make millions of dollars a month. We get a couple hundred thousand dollars in because he has a very small margin, but I feel good doing it. It keeps us on the air. It's great. I can sleep good at night because he doesn't have these big margins. Kirk Elliott has the highest ratings. He is the biggest company because there's a lot of smart people. There's also a lot of people that don't know this business who get ripped off. I could do hours on this, make it very simple. You know I don't BS, folks. You're insane if you don't get into silver and gold now. I'm not saying how much you should. I'm not saying how you should do it. I just know if you're going to get it, the place is this man right now. Now, you call them. They'll do a free consultation with you. They can roll over financial instruments as well. You can do it via email. What I'm saying is don't wait. It's the smartest move you ever made in my 32 years on air. Nothing has ever been clearer. We could get hit by an asteroid tomorrow, okay? Or other stuff could happen. I would, in my gut level, I would say a 99% chance that silver for the next decade is going to be the most important investment ever. And I think that's an easy, I don't, those of you informed are like, well, of course, well, people don't know this, folks. So a lot of people don't. You need to call Kirk Elliott right now, at least stick your toe in the pool. And then boom, you get the silver and it goes up. And you're like, oh yeah, because the rush has just started into silver and then into gold. And people are going to feel foolish later if you didn't. Don't feel bad. You didn't listen to me the last 26 months with Kirk. It's okay. All right. But you should feel foolish in 6 months if it's at $200 an ounce or something and you didn't listen. Kirk Elliott, one of the great services you offer at KAPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900.
I mean, if you have IRAs, if you have old 401ks, you can roll them into physical metals. I'm not talking about paper. It's physical metals. You can take it at home. You can store it, right? There's so many options, and this is why we don't use a cookie-cutter approach. This is why we want to talk to everybody to make sure you're getting exactly what you want and what you need to fulfill your safety goals, right? So call us because we can do IRA transfers, rollovers, tax-free rollovers, right? All into physical silver. Alex, there's one quick thing that I need to say before I jump off. The demand is about to go through the ceiling. When the exchanges make it easier for people to buy futures contracts in silver, this paper to physical discrepancy is going to explode. What the CME is voting real soon, the news just came out yesterday, of doing 100-ounce silver contracts. Right now it's 5,000. So now the masses are going to get into silver on the futures contracts. You think that the paper to physical at 300 ounces paper for 1 ounce of physical is off the rails now? It's going to get worse. There's going to be so much demand for silver offering a 100-ounce contract. You need to get in before these things happen.
And that's the system signaling they know the suppression of silver is over. And
yes,
causing
exactly.
U.S. Mint delays Costco limit service. Now even the retailers are selling out.
Yeah. Yeah, the retailers are selling out. Even AppMax, a big, massive e-commerce, $10,000 minimum right now. They just added it. They're adding multiple days to even fulfillment because the demand for silver is off the charts.
Unbelievable. People better call you right now. They're smart. I mean, I've never seen such a sure thing. Kirk Elliott, God bless you, and thank you. Nick Foyne, that's great. Right.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A tall, handsome stranger rode into town with fire in his eyes, burning red as sundown. His boots were all dusty, his coat open wide, 6 ways of dying hung low on his side. He went in the town hall asking for me. They told him that I was still town deputy. I sent him to prison to pay for his crime. He killed a guard on the Santa Fe line. He spread word around town that my time had come. My Knox was already carved on his gun. He's laughing and bragging and having his fun. It's all a show.
All right, we see him in debate, Nick Fuentes, but I agree with most of what he says, so it just becomes an analysis program. But he's really pissed off about a lot of stuff that's going on. He's fired up. I agree with him. And we're going to talk about geopolitics. We're going to talk about low IQ, anti-Semitism, and, you know, things like that that are really, really important. We're talking about Candace Owens as well. And I don't have a hard-on for Candace Owens. I just, when she was putting out stuff that was verifiably not true, listeners asked me to research it. I said, this Mitch Snow guy's a fraud. When I proved it, people said, you're a liar, you work for Israel. It's just retarded. And then he said, I'm the son of the Zodiac Killer and everything else. And next, he's going to be Santa Claus. And there's just attacks on Trump and TPUSA that are obviously Democrat Party stuff. And I'm all about going after Trump when he needs to be gone after. I just know concerted crap when I see it. And I'm not stupid. And I'd not been focused on Candace, quite frankly. I never watched her show. I saw clips of her and stuff and known her since she showed up on the scene and liked her. And a lot of listeners said, hey, man, you never end fight. What are you doing? And a lot of it is, I'm a very serious person when it comes to when I talk about it. I really believe what I say. And when I looked at what she was doing and then the response to me saying she was, you know, wrong, I said, I think you're being lied to. I think you've been set up. Was her and her surrogate saying, oh, I'm obviously, you know, with them and got the call and got my $7,000 check from Netanyahu. It pissed me off. And I said, I'm right about this Mitch Snow. And we already had evidence he was a fraud. Then it just came out in complete triplicate. And she and her surrogates doubled down. Said, we don't care how discredible he is, uncredible he is in life. Prove you weren't in Fort Huachuca. So it's all about you've got to prove it. And when they did, that wasn't good enough. So I don't want to spend a bunch of time on her, but that'll be part of the next 2 hours or hour and 55 minutes with Nick Fuentes. He's connecting right now. And again, that's a side issue. I'm not going to spend much time on her. The bigger issue is it is now popular and safe to criticize Israel. And I think that's a good thing because you should be able to criticize anybody you want. But when it becomes something that people that aren't informed throw around as a way to try to control the liberty movement, and it's weaponized against people that are on record telling the truth, then it's a bad thing. So it also has to be understood that, again, anytime, I'm like, this is a real example a month ago. Chernobyl got hit by a missile and, you know, it was leaking and stuff in Ukraine. And I literally did a report on it, and half the comments were, why are you coming up for Israel? Folks, there are other issues other than Israel. It doesn't mean we don't talk about Israel when Israel's involved in doing something. I just had Syrian girl on for 40 minutes criticizing Israel and what's going on in Iran, because they are involved in it and trying to get a full war going. Doesn't mean I support the mullahs either. I'd be glad if they were gone, but not on Israel's terms. So I don't have to prove myself to all these people, though, that, you know, that I don't work for Israel and all this crap. And people go, God, why is he criticizing Israel? Well, he's trying to prove himself to us. I'm not proving anything to you when you jack off or, you know, whatever it is you're doing. I'm talking about the listeners in general. I'm talking about these people that want to go, oh, Nick Fuentes works for Israel. Give me a break, people. Tucker Carlson does, or, you know, any of this crap. The point is that it's safe to talk about Israel now. And into that now have come a bunch of grifters. Now that it's okay and safe, now they're going to tell everybody how the cow ate the cabbage. And that's just not the case. Nick Fuentes was doing this when he was 18 years old and losing his media job over it. He did it when it was hard and not safe. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
A tall, handsome stranger rode into town with fire in his eyes burning red as sundown. His boots were all dusty, his coat open wide. Six ways of dying hung low on his side. He went in the town hall asking for me. They told him that I was still town deputy. I sent him to prison to pay for his crime. He killed a guard on the Santa Fe line. He spread word around.
Well, Nick Fuentes is ready to take out the garbage. That means go after the fakes, the frauds, the grifters. They're trying to infest America first. I agree with him. We're going to do that today, study geopolitics, get into so much more in the next hour and 50 minutes or so that we have on this live Thursday, January 15th, global transmission. But first, ladies and gentlemen, they have awoken the terrible giant. That's bigger than Trump. That's bigger than me. We're talking about all of us together. And make no mistake, the globalist trance of control, Israel's trance of guilt and control over us, the left's trance of control, the Islamists, all the old trances of political correctness, the spell has been broken. But now the discussion is, what is the new world we're about to build together? They have awoken the terrible giant. We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate, somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you, you're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning, and you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end. The mugshot. The mugshot. The mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant. Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And then being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. All right. I've been interviewing Nick Fuentes for at least 9-10 years. And I do not apologize for having him on. That said, I disagree with some of the things he said or his direction on things, but I will always be clear. You can't have the Democratic Party and the left all over the world, Islamists and the leftist Jewish groups and Hollywood literally saying Christians and Catholics are inherently bad. White men are bad. White should be eradicated. New York Times. Whiteness is a disease. Whiteness is a cancer. I can show you, you've seen an hour-long compilations of the news saying it. So they're the ones that have created this incredible anti-Western, anti-Christian garbage. And so what do you expect people to do? So then you have somebody like Nick, conservative, you know, on record when he's 12, involved in politics, doing stuff at the national level by the time he's 18 because he's successful and smart. Gets fired you know, by the Ben Shapiro folks because he asked questions. They try to destroy him, and he's instantly even more successful over the last 8 years of incredible persecution. So I've gone through a lot of the same stuff he has, and I've been successful when I was very young as well, but not as young as him. I mean, I was on air when I was 20 and big by 25 or so, but not as, you know, and it's not about who's big or whatever. It's a phenomenon. And it's because Nick is charismatic. He is smart and he knows what he's talking about. And so when other people that are informed, whether they're liberals or conservatives, they know, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. He can debate Heritage Foundation top people. He can debate, you know, top people, from the Hoover Institute, you name it. And wipe the floor with him because he knows the facts up one side and down the other. And I respect that because I do constant research and I learn a lot from Nick Fuentes. So where we're at here is you can overall say, well, I don't, you know, go as far as he does. And I get it. He has fun. He admits it. He laughs and says, sorry. They don't show that. I do the same thing. He does the edgelording. It's entertaining. He's up late at night and they take it out of context. That's fine. Because we need to stop being guilty. We need to stop sitting here and pulling our punches and say what we really think. Especially when the opposition to us is 100 times more racist and hateful than we are. And the great news is black folks, particularly and Hispanics, are seeing through this. When I go out in public, and that's every day, I get mobbed always. But I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. Usually, oh, Joe Rogan or, you know, something like that. This is all Nick Fuentes, Nick Fuentes, Nick Fuentes, Nick Fuentes. I walked into an Italian restaurant a few days ago to pick up food to take home. And it's a nice place, all full of people. And I'm walking in, and these two young Hispanic, very attractive young women come out. And, you know, upper class style, you know, super, you know, designer clothes. We're like, oh, Alex, we love your show. We're listening to it today. Oh, did you see him? Next time you talk to Nick, tell him we love him and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I walk in. I'm sitting there waiting to get my food at the counter. Hey, Alex, love the show, blah, blah, blah. When do you have Nick Fuentes back on? I'm like, this is like 10 seconds later. I'm like, all right, all right. Other people, hey, like the show, blah, blah. Hey, take a picture. All right, get my stuff. Women behind the counter give me the food. Hey, we love the show. We love what you're doing. I'm walking in the parking lot. People stop me. They're taking pictures. Hey, when are you going to be on Joe Rogan again? I don't know. Well, hey, you know, we love it when you have Nick Fuentes on. By the way, what's wrong with Candace Owens? So, I mean, that's one story. True. Okay? So... You talk about zeitgeist. What does that say about the establishment? It means they're fucked. Okay? If you can spend all your time trying to demonize a guy that's 26 now and his trajectory of getting better and better, because he was eloquent and well-spoken when I first met him and saw him, like, yeah, he's got potential. It just shows how discredited the system is and how scared they are. So there's a fight between the Israel First, Ben Shapiro lobby to try to control the Republican Party. You see the epicenter of that TPUSA. And then you've got other people posing like they're Nick Fuentes and, you know, the America First movement and myself that exposed the whole globalist program so people can make their decisions and wake up. They want to come in and muscle in and then say, oh, Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, they're not real. They're Israelis. And then add a bunch of fiction and hype and real conspiracy theories to the brew to get a bunch of low IQ people under their control. We believe in humanity. I'm going to just put the truth out. Build it, they will come. But we have to also address the powerful movements and groups trying to come in and sabotage the organic thing that's happening. But the good news is you're not going to stop it. So that's my preface. I'm going to shut up and go to Nick. I want to get into geopolitics. I'm going to get into Trump. I want to get into all this. But it really is important that we also understand that the way the globalists are going to sabotage this nationalist, populist Christian movement is infiltrating their people, posing as us, doing outrageous stuff, saying things that aren't true, organizing a bunch of dumb people that will then say a bunch of ridiculous, disprovable stuff to discredit. And that is definitely what's going on. You can ask, is it conscious by these key people or not? I don't know. But we now understand where we are and where this is going. But people forget that Candace Owens fight with TPUSA, say what you want, got Trump elected, got millions of young people registered that the left hates and fears and has the motive to kill. They said they'd kill him. They celebrated he died. We're not supposed to look at it. It was Nick Fuentes being kicked out of those events that triggered the revolution in TPUSA that forced Kirk to wake up and say, yeah, we're not going to sit there and ostracize these people. We can't even win that fight. Then Israel Lobby came in and did threaten him. Then he did begin to stand up to them. But that was Nick Fuentes and the Groypers on record, a 9-year fight. Then you have these interlopers. You then have these pretenders to the throne of doing this coming in and trying to remove him from his house and say it's theirs. That is what we're talking about here. And that's the sleight of hand. And it's not about Nick being the big guy or me being the big guy. It's about the integrity of it. To win this fight, they need to remove us from intellectual leadership roles so they can sabotage it. This is about infighting. This is about we're under attack at every level. We've not really addressed it until now. It's got to be done. So, Nick, that's my rant. I apologize for making you hold for 10 minutes while I hit it. We might need to start there. They're going to geopolitics, everything. In fact, let's just, I said, where do you want to go first? You said, wherever you want. Let's go into this big picture. It's a lot. I'm going to try to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for the great introduction. And I think you're totally right. This is kind of the most salient thing, which is happening on the right wing, you know, over the past couple of years, ever since October 7th. Of course, everybody is talking about there is this great awakening or a raising of the consciousness with regard to the issue of Israeli influence. And this is something that for a long time, this is perhaps why it's so significant. For a long time, this issue was totally taboo. It was actually borderline illegal. And as you know, and as other people know on the right wing, there was literally no room at all for any skepticism, any criticism of any kind on this position. Everything was categorized as hateful, anti-Semitic, and it would get you removed from your job, ostracized. You were just not allowed inside the movement. And so what happened after October 7th, in addition to some of the free speech on the internet, Elon Musk acquiring Twitter, some liberalization of the terms of service on other platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, is that people started to ask questions. Why are we supporting this country? Why are we giving them all this foreign aid? Why are we fighting their wars? Among other things, a lot of legitimate questions. And I think you and I talked about this a lot, and other people did too. Question is, where does the Israel lobby go from here when it seems that everybody is hip? Everybody is now wise to their game. And it is, like you said, this is the zeitgeist. And it's not about me and it's not about you as personalities. It's about the issues. It's about the substance. And these ideas have penetrated the mainstream discourse and they have entered into the zeitgeist. And now it's people of all ages from everywhere in the country, all socioeconomic classes. I hear about, you know, working class people talking about this. I hear about professional managerial class people talking about this. White people, not white people, men, women, young, old. And so everybody's wondering, well, what do they do? Because they can't get the, they can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. They can't put the genie back in the lamp. So what's their play? And I think back to an article which was written by Cass Sunstein about 15 or 20 years ago. He was an Obama admin official. I believe he's from out of Harvard. And they said, so what are we to do about these conspiracy theorists and all the misinformation and disinformation on the internet? This is back in, I think, 2007. And they said, well, there's a few obvious strategies. We can debate the conspiracy theorists and try to prove them wrong and debunk them. We can censor the conspiracy theorists and deprive them of a platform so they can't spread their misinformation. They said, but both of these strategies kind of give opportunities to the conspiracy theorist. If you debate them, you're entertaining them and in a way legitimizing them and in another way giving them a platform. If you're censoring them, you're turning them into martyrs and you're almost proving them right. If you ban everybody for saying certain things, well, people are going to take a look at what those things are. They're going to say, why are those ideas or statements being censored? So they came up with a novel third option, which is to flood the zone with crap. And basically they muddy the waters. And so they introduce all this other stuff where you have legitimate, I would say, conspiracy theories. And these are just ideas that powerful people have ulterior motives. They have a concealed agenda and they work together. That's not crazy. That's reality. And everybody knows that's the way the world works. Powerful people get together at Davos or they get together at Bilderberg or wherever, all these secret societies and political people, government people, media people, rich people, they get together and they work together for an agenda and they don't tell the public about it. And it's probably corrupt. We all know this is happening and we try to figure out where it's happening and the substance of that agenda. But then you have other people. that come out and they posit that there is a grand conspiracy, that somewhere underground people are getting together and plotting out the whole future of the universe, and the earth is flat and lizard people are real. And they will say just a lot of nonsense. And I do believe that this is actually the strategy, which is to inflame and create division within the movement, within the America First movement, within the Israel Critical movement. In other words, people that are against the Israel First lobby, and to try to introduce a lot of nonsense, introduce a lot of nonsense to discredit, to divide. And they lay this out, actually. Heritage Foundation, which you mentioned earlier, they're the preeminent conservative think tank. They put out something called Project Esther a couple of years ago. And you can look this up. It's online. You can read through it. And what it says specifically is they want to create a public and private partnership between government and the private sector, nonprofits, to combat what they call anti-Semitism. They brand it as the Hamas Support Network. So anybody that doesn't want to go to war with Iran, anybody that doesn't want to genocide the kids in Gaza, anybody that doesn't want to give them all these missiles, they're branding them as the Hamas Support Network. You're all terrorists. And they say, how are we going to fight back against those that are criticizing Israel's policy? They say, well, we are going to create infighting within that scene. They said, we are going to exacerbate and inflame all of those cleavages that exist between the various factions that are criticizing Israel. And I think you're seeing that play out right now. And it's true that it is a broad group of people that are criticizing Israel's government and their regime and what they're doing from all different walks of life and from different reasons. But I've been saying on my show, it's important to differentiate who they are and who we are. For example, a guy like Max Blumenthal, he's on Tucker, he's on Judge Napolitano. And I like these shows. I watch these shows. It's a good source of alternative information. But Max Blumenthal is a leftist. I remember when Max Blumenthal was working for the SPLC and doing hit pieces on David Irving. That's who he is. The reason that he is against Israel, it's not because he's an America First right-wing patriot. It's because he's actually a super leftist, a super liberal, and he sees Israel as a staging ground for imperial capitalism. That's totally different. And so, in a sense, we're both against what Israel is doing, but for very different reasons. And so, for example, when these ICE protests broke out, when they investigated the fraud in Somalia and that woman was killed, Renee Good, people like you and I think all said, she tried to run over an ICE agent. ICE is carrying out their lawful duties. There's 10 million illegals. They got to go out. Well, Max Blumenthal, the big Israel critic, he goes on Twitter and says, well, this is terrorist capitalism. When ICE deports illegals and shoots protesters to try to run them over, that's terror capitalism. Terror capitalism. And it's like, look, I'm not a communist. Okay? I'm critical of Israel because I don't like genocide and I'm America First. And that's, but I'm not a communist.
And that's why you're getting, that's what you've been nailing is, just because we don't like Israel trying to run the U.S. and the things it does, which is healthy as a zeitgeist to get over that and criticize it, to get over political correctness in general, doesn't mean we're allied with Islam, doesn't mean we're allied with the left, doesn't mean we're allied with all this garbage. And that's what they're trying to do right now. And I notice these classic liberals, leftists, by classic, I mean modern classic leftists, are like our leaders now, and they decide who's good. And now the left has articles praising MAGA that's turned against Trump and praising them for, you know, now doing this. And it's not like they're criticizing Trump to make him better. They're doing it to bring it down. And whereas you've been critical where Trump's really wrong, I've noticed, though, you've been a little more positive lately because you see him getting more hardcore.
Well, and that's a really important point that you just said. The far left, when they say pedo protector, when they attack him over Epstein, they don't care about Epstein. Biden was there for 4 years. They didn't care about Epstein then. They care about it now because they can create division within MAGA, and they want Trump to go down because they don't want deportations. It's not for any other reason. So it's important not to get it twisted. Fundamentally, we are a conservative, patriotic movement. And like you say, I criticize Trump because I want him to be the best, not because I want to bring it all down and have some left-wing progressive like Mamdani in power to socialize everything. You know, we have to remember to take our own side and our tribe and who is looking out for us. is patriotic Americans that love the flag, that want borders, that want actually law and order, sensible policies, not these like Jewish communists that are screeching about terror capitalism, not people like Mamdani that say they want to tax white neighborhoods more to pay for everybody's benefits. That's not what we're about. So I think 26 is a year. We got to start drawing some lines and making some refinements.
Let's come back and talk more about this, because this is the big future issue that's already here. And whereas we've been sitting back and watching this, they're now trying to police everything we're doing, trying to demonize us so they can make their move and take over the populist nationalist movement. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you. It helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Up, but just because your fire alarm goes off and you wake up at 3 a.m., you know there's a fire, you smell smoke, you don't know where it is or exactly what's happening. Well, Nick Fuentes and I have been awake a long time. Even though he's 26, he's been awake since, you know, he was 15, 16 years old, politically engaged before that. I've been politically awake for 40 years, and since I was about 12, and I really want civilization. I really want to succeed. I have a real sense of our ancestors, our current generations, and our future. And I see a lot of people that have just now woken up to the fact they're being lied to, but they don't have the depth of understanding about what America First means and why that's so important. And then all these factions coming in that claim they're patriots, but really aren't. It's really important to be able to differentiate that. Now, I want to finish up with this civil war inside MAGA that the left's trying to orchestrate. And the different factions that are there that are kind of using old Fisher lines from real intellectual battles that you had in the last decade that they've tried to exacerbate. And then I want to move on to, I've seen you warm to Trump because you are seeing him finally get more hardcore, or at least signal he's starting to go in the right direction. I want to elaborate on that. Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, I'm warming up a little bit to Trump in the past couple of weeks. I mean, some of the things he's been doing are positive. I still have a lot of the same apprehensions about the deportations in Iran. And, you know, we could get into that. But, you know, kind of picking up on where we left off before, you know, the thing is about when you wake up with regard to Israel and the red pill and all these things, I think what tends to happen with a lot of people is when you destroy the credibility of the mainstream media, when you destroy these narratives you believed in for your whole life, it's easy then to become completely disoriented. And then you don't, like you said before, you don't know where to look. You don't know what's going on, where the problem's coming from. And I think this is the experience of a lot of the, of people in the past couple of years. People have started to wake up. They've gotten red pilled, in 2024, 2025 recently. And I said this on Telegram. This is kind of like a subtle thing. That I hope maybe your viewers can kind of understand if you'll stay with me here a little bit. A lot of people that have gotten very engaged in politics and on this issue in the past couple of years, they're not actually political people. They're not actually conventionally political people. They're not interested in political issues necessarily. I call them disgruntled normies. And so there are a lot of people that didn't really pay attention, but something has been happening lately, and this is maybe a bit suspicious, which is that all of a sudden, our timelines on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere, TikTok even, it's filled with this kind of content, conspiracy content, Israel critical content, that sort of thing. And the reason I say that it's a little bit suspicious, of course, I benefited from it, profited from it, from an ideological point of view, from a monetary point of view. I'm happy about it. It's the kind of content that I post and it's the kind of ideas that I promote. But as we know, for 10 years, it was the complete opposite. If anyone even hinted at those sorts of things, they were immediately eradicated. And so much effort went into this. AI algorithms and moderation teams and the rules kept getting more and more convoluted. Now all of a sudden it's everywhere and it's on all the platforms for everybody. And you could be on Instagram for 5 minutes and then you're getting a clip about how Israel did 9/11. You're getting a clip and it's an AI translated Hitler speech. And so it's sort of a mystery why that happened and what was the driving force behind it. Nevertheless, it happened. And so suddenly all these new people have been drafted into the ranks, let's say, of truth tellers, red pillars, and it's great. You know, the more the merrier, welcome in. Here's the issue, though, with the disgruntled normie. Many of the disgruntled normies are still very left-leaning. They still have many of what you would call their ideological priors. And by that, I mean their kind of foundational ideas about morality and the world and how it works. And so they're basically still a left-leaning normie, like a center-left normie that doesn't know that much about politics. They didn't go through a libertarian phase. They didn't go through a conservative phase. They kind of started as a Redditor, and now they have these facts, armed with some of these facts. And as I've said on my show, I think this makes people vulnerable to ideological capture by other groups. And I think about communists, which I mentioned earlier, and I also think about Muslims too. Because as we talked about before the break, everybody's criticizing Israel because the genocide is appalling. Everybody does not want to get into another war in the Middle East. But of course, all these different ideological groups have different reasons for opposing it. And so we talked about communists. How about Muslims? What is the reason that Muslims are against Israel, don't want America to intervene, are against the genocide? Well, it's because they have some kinship with the Palestinians, either ethnic or religious. They have some kinship with those people. And that's not really quite the same. Because me, I'm born in America. I'm not a Muslim. I don't have any Arab DNA. I don't really care about those issues because it's close to home or close to my heart. I care about these issues because of America, because America's getting involved in something that isn't good for America. It's not really quite the same with these other groups. And so I see these people on Telegram, on Twitter every day, and there's a very fine line between saying these wars are bad for America because they're unnecessary and people that are saying these wars are evil colonialist wars and America is evil and America is spreading terrorism. And you get a lot of the latter with many of these very organized Muslim influencers on the internet who are saying that America is evil, Israel's evil, and America's evil too. And some will even say, by the way, that Israel is an extension of America and that America's the real problem. America's a crusader state. And so I see some Muslim influencers, they say, we need to restrain America technologically. We need America to take a hit. We need them to get knocked down a peg because they're responsible for all the problems in the world. And you go, wait a second. So you're not rooting for America. You don't want what's best for America. You're angry at America. You're angry at America because your people are being bombed. You came here as a refugee or something. And I'm sorry. I don't care what mistakes America has made. I'm never going to hate America. It's my country. I love America. I'm proud of America. And so this is where patriots need to kind of, as I said before, differentiate and start to distinguish and say, we are America first. I am not a third worldist, anti-colonial, anti-imperialist, anti-Western, peoples of the world unite, whatever. No, I'm America first, and I want whatever is best for America, even if that means, by the way, certain interventions like in Venezuela. And I'm not rooting for America to fall because we did
that. I want to get to that in great detail because you have a good, really good analysis of that. We'll look at it, but just going back to this for a moment. Just because we don't want Israel running our country and censoring us and controlling us doesn't mean then we hook the caboose of Islam and Soros and the left and all their garbage and Mondami onto it. And that's what they're trying to do is a sleight of hand. And then when you point that out, now they've successfully captured so many new people that woke up that they go, oh, Nick works for Israel because he doesn't want to open the doors to Islam. And it's like, no, you've said that Israel certainly uses Islam in the West as a distraction, but still, at the end of the day, Islam does want to take over. So it's being honest about there are multiple groups, multiple things to deal with and understand. But if you pull back to all of this, I know where it's going. Look at Australia. You got these Muslims. They shoot a bunch of people there at the beach, Bondi Beach, and then the government comes out and says white supremacy is the main threat, and we're going to pass these anti-Semitism law. It's called the anti-Semitism law, and I've got the law here. It's like 70 pages long. It lets them arrest you because you might say something. You can't criticize anything. The government can say anything they want is illegal. They can ban any group, and it is a literal iron curtain beyond the Soviet Union, and that's the ADL branch that wrote that. The same stuff in Europe, same thing in the UK that they want here, the same thing being passed in Canada. So we know they're going to push all this and they're going to let all the craziness go online. And I'm not saying censor it, but literally they promote and push the most crazy, ridiculous, made up stuff. So a lot of people that are smart go, well, none of this is true because it's just so ridiculous. But also the mentally ill then are going to go out and attack. So you don't have to go stage a false flag yourself. You just create the environment and the atmosphere like the Kingsman where the cell phone sends the signal. Well, the message is the signal. And then when that happens, now we come in with the mass censorship and control. And that's what they're planning. That's what they're doing. And also, if you've got you and a few others, getting huge audiences, legitimately ending these taboos is very healthy, regardless of what you think of it, if Nick's totally right or partially right or whatever. It's good to end these taboos that control us all. That's the cult. You culture jam the whole thing with just such a background of ridiculous crap that then the serious arguments get lost in it. And so that's where we're at. And so there's no doubt that's happening. The question is, are these people involved in it? We all know their names. Are they doing it consciously, or are they just kind of following the algorithm, knowing if they do this, it gets boosted? Because you still get, because I've looked at it, we get suppressed everywhere where we're even allowed to operate, X, you name it. You do. You have almost no bots. Anybody's got some bots doing stuff. You look at a Candace Owens. I mean, we've had internet groups look at it. It's like 80% bot. She's, literally on my phone. I'm not on YouTube. I'm not on these things. It's pushed to me. Everybody I know, she is pushed by the system. She's never gets in trouble at YouTube, never gets in trouble on Instagram. So you know when someone's never been censored, never been deplatformed, never been debanked, never put on a no-fly list, never had somebody come to your house to kill you, like Nick has, and I never talked about my stuff. It's private. I just sit here, everybody saying, I'm the establishment because I've survived this long when I'm barely doing it. And then I see this person riding around like a royalty, literally married to royalty, with a bot farm husband behind her. And then it's just obvious what's going on. Nick Fuentes.
Well, I don't think that, I don't think they're necessarily being controlled. I mean, you never know, but I think that a lot of it is just like you said, they're chasing the algorithm. And I think a lot of them are just have a reckless disregard for the truth. And as I said, I don't think they have any kind of ideological foundation. It's people that got red-pilled a few minutes ago and they don't know what's up and down and they don't know what's going on. And then these are people that are just getting, it's only in one direction, more extreme, more crazy, more out there, more far-fetched. With Candace, I don't even think it's bots. I think that maybe people just underestimate how many dumb people there are in the world that have an appetite for this crap. People that want to hear about, time travelers and aliens and, everybody secretly transgender at the highest levels. There is a huge appetite. And let's be honest, the right wing has cultivated that. Over the years, the right wing has cultivated this audience of people that it's the QAnon stuff. It's this crazy conspiracy stuff. And there are no guardrails. And now, well, the lunatics are quite literally running the asylum. Like the biggest, dumbest lunatic is running the asylum with all the idiots gathered every day for the latest conspiracy. And like with this Charlie Kirk thing I said on my show the other night, it just keeps getting bigger. It starts out with a conspiracy that maybe someone at Turning Point embezzled $1 million and they took him out to hide it. Then it turns into, well, Israel killed him because he was going to go against Israel. Then it's, no, Israel and France and FBI killed him because he was going to do something to change global politics. Now it's the space-time continuum is at stake. He could see the future. He was going to alter outcomes in the future. They had to protect the integrity of the multiverse. And I don't know. I mean, are people still buying this stuff? But I could tell you one thing. The reason that she's on YouTube when you and I are banned, and remember, you and I both made new channels. When they announced their policy to let everybody back on, you and I both made new channels. We were banned within 24 hours. She is monetized. She is on that platform monetized, never got banned, nothing, on Twitter with a check mark. I can't get a check mark over there. And I don't think there's ever been an interruption in service for her. And the reason being is because they prefer somebody like that. They prefer somebody that is totally outlandish, that can be discredited, that sounds crazy, over somebody that actually has an ideological. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I totally agree. Well, here's my deal. I always have the corporate media lie about what I said and build a straw man that I did. Or make a gay frog joke, but I did a whole hour with scientists about the chemical and what it does. They ignore all that, but the one joke at the end. So they take your little edgelord thing, and when you later said I'm joking, sorry, they cut that part off. They know what they're doing. That's what the listeners know we're actually saying versus what's going on. But my listeners are like, look at the Egyptian planes, look to it, fake. And then, okay, this Mitch thing, look him up, obvious con artist, all this stuff's pure crap. I just say, hey, I think you're being set up. I get attacked. Then he has this whole story about his wife breaking his arms and feet and everything with a hammer and on this date. And he's arrested. He's convicted. Videos released of him doing to her what he said she did on the date, everything. And they said, well, we don't care if he did that. Proof he wasn't at Fort Huachuca. I'm like, I'm not denying he was at this magical fort. These people all gave alibis. Well, we don't believe those alibis, even though on C-SPAN, this is going on, the congressman. And I reached out and I talked to Turning Point USA. They wanted my advice. I knew they were going out to meet her. They gave her all this info, said, please stop. And she doubled down and had Mitch on, you know, to say, by the way, I saw, Erica Kirk there at Huachuca. And then she released her alibi with timestamp geolocated photos. Not good enough. And it was like, she's God. You got to bow to her. The arrogance of this. And then I said, okay, that's enough. And then it came out his ex-wife, or Mr. Still married, she'll never show up to court, literally sends the footage of the day he's arrested, convicted for menacing with a hammer, him beating things, attacking, breaking doors, coming after her in front of the kid, doing what he wouldn't let her leave. She told these shows that she wouldn't let him leave. And they're like, look, he's a total, they go, we don't care. Her own people said, the prominent host said, Jones is Mossad. Listen, we don't care what Mitch Snow did. We have to listen to him. Turn on his military record where he broke his back. None of that's true. And then it came out. He said in early December, I am the son of the Zodiac Killer, and did shows about it and everything. Then when that comes out, they go, oh, they've hacked his account. Alex Jones has done it. And later they go, no, actually he did interviews about it. They go, well, maybe he is the son of the Zodiac Killer. Plus he's got the DNA. No one knows who it is. No one has his DNA, but don't worry. Mitch has got his DNA. I mean, it's the classic disinfo to bring him in and then have him say he's Santa Claus to discredit it all. I don't see this being done accidentally. The fact that she fished him out and the fact that she went after RFK Jr. during his confirmation with Mossad and this woman, this car with no proof. And it was hard pushed everybody's phones. And of course, none of it was true. I mean, so I see something there more sinister, Nick. I really do.
I think it's certainly possible. And, you know, she's at a level where it would be hard to believe that somebody isn't in her ear, especially the stuff with like Brigitte Macron. That doesn't seem random to me. A lot of the things that are coming across her desk, it doesn't seem like that accidentally made its way into her inbox. A lot of that stuff seems like it's, you know, being promoted in some way. So I think you're right about that. I think your hunch is 100% on the money. But it's really been spectacular to see. At one point, I wanted to say, I think she needs to stop. She's damaging the movement. This is really hurting everybody. Now I almost want her to keep going because I think she's sort of isolating herself and now she's only damaging herself. I mean, in 2025, she had the rule of the roost and I thought what she was doing was really irresponsible. I thought it was kind of hurting everybody that ever associated with her or sounds like her. After her show the other day where she said, I'm an alien and Charlie Kirk is a time traveler and he had Sumerian remote viewing technology. I think now everybody is just saying, okay, so this is just a crazy psychopath. You know, this is somebody that has, you know, no clue what she's talking about. So now I kind of want to see it keep going because at a certain point, you have to hope, like you maybe out of faith in humanity, you have to hope that eventually people are going to see this. Like
sure.
The Egyptian plane thing, it was talked about in, 25 different shows she did. It's all fake. She literally just got it all wrong. And the guy did a great YouTube video about it. She comes out and says, well, I'm going to put out an interactive map and I'm going to put it up on my website because we have this. And she just never posted it. And then it's on to the next thing. It was on to the next big diversion, the Mitch thing. Now it's the time traveling. And you go, at what point do people just look at the logical gaps here, the plot?
By the way, I apologize because I feel like, have you ever gone to like a county fair and you eat the cotton candy and then you're vomiting in the parking lot an hour later? I mean, with her, I went and looked at it because listeners wanted me to. And I was shocked. I feel sick looking at it. I haven't looked at her in about a week other than her attacking you. What's going on with the time traveling? What?
So she did a show and she said that the CIA through Project Looking Glass has access to ancient Sumerian remote viewing technology. She says that Charlie was identified as a gifted child by some sort of shadowy occult force early on, groomed his entire life since he was a little boy to be the head of Turning Point USA. He somehow gained possession over the technology, saw his death in the future and how it would alter the space-time continuum. And so, as I said, you know, one time this was a story about Turning Point USA. Now Charlie Kirk is a pivotal figure in the multiverse, in the space-time continuum. It's a conspiracy concerning...
Just to be clear, I can confirm this. I saw Jay Dyer yesterday with a post about this. And he does satire sometimes. I thought it was a joke. Wow. And again, that's premeditated. She's going for the total lunatic, faction. I mean, she is doubling down. God, Here it is. Charlie Kirk was a time traveler, and then he had agents, yes, like the Matrix, monitoring him from childhood. Wow.
I couldn't believe it either. I read the caption. I had to watch the video. I said, there's no way she actually said the words, but there it is. I'm an alien. He's a time traveler. You know, what is the limit?
By the way, we'll come back and play that next hour, but let's get Nick Fuentes to the next level. And what that means is, he's saying, oh my God, he's got this Hitler lover. It's a joke, folks. He even says that on the shows. You have to get past being politically correct, okay? That's why black folks saying, kill Whitey, great, enjoy yourself. We just need to get used to not caring and not letting them politically make us correct. Like, you know, get back to the great, comedy stuff that Mel Brooks would put out, like Blazing Saddles. I mean, the left wants that movie banned. Let's just get over it, and let's get this stuff on the table and stop it. And that's how I think we move forward as a culture. Not only the left can manipulate us, but you're with Bigley now. With your great stuff, and they've had dozens of clients over the years that did great. And I'm obviously their biggest, let's just leave it at that. But I told them, I said, you gotta get Nick on board because, you know, I guarantee you he's gonna be really successful. We need to crank Nick up so that hopefully he can expand and get reporters and do something next level, even if that's doesn't what Nick wants to do right now. Maybe he's gonna want to do that because I'm gonna put it in his ear. And so they're like, ooh, this is very successful. So I'm glad you've got a good company in America printing your stuff, getting it out on time, doing a great job. And they tell me that your stuff is flying off the charts, especially the white boy, you know what. So let's do a little plug for you. Get you used to doing this on air. You didn't ask me to do this. I'm doing it. How do people go get all the great Nick Fuentes merch?
Well, it's at Fuentes.store. And yeah, we got a great new partner. We had a lot of issues with some of our supply chains. You know, we're making these hats and we're making shirts, and it's so difficult, especially with the payment issues we've been having. But these guys have been great. So I appreciate if you put in a word for us. But yeah, Fuentes.store, we got a lot of great merch up there, and we're looking at doing, some new stuff too, some like consumable type stuff. So we're pretty excited about it. And yeah, we got these. I don't know if I can say, he told me during the break, word I can't say. So I can't say the acronym.
No, go ahead. We got the way. No, we don't mean it meanly. Well, it's a white boy. You know, go ahead.
Well, not quite. I don't like white boy. I don't like when people say white boy, but it's more like white something, like another term of endearment, you might say.
The reason I'm asking you to say it is I heard it and I saw it in the shirt, but I can't remember how you say it. Go ahead and just say it, Nick.
Wang half. And, we're white ass niggas going hard as fuck. That's what it is. Okay. You told me to say it. I said it.
White ass niggas going hard as fuck. I think they're black folks. White folks love that. I see all these black folks saying, we love you, white people. We're sick of the illegals too. You're our niggas too. I think we all just need to be friends. Right?
They do. They love it. And it's funny because I have a clip from my show where I say Wang half, and black people post edits of themselves on Instagram to the audio. So everybody loves it. And it's a message, like you said, we're not politically correct. You know, we are out there, and white people, you know, we have space in the country too. You know, we have to start sticking up for ourselves. And I think black people, well, everybody
respects
that.
Like you said, I'll give it to black people. They respect that, actually.
They do.
What's
some
funny
of them
is the
some
average black person is actually the most politically incorrect person ever.
That's true. Yeah, they're not, you know, they're not used to that. White people have kind of been cowed and shamed and bullied. Black people are going hard because there's no rules for them already. So they're just kind of like, hey, welcome to the club.
Yeah. Now let me do a plug because I need funds. I'm fighting the Democrats. Our civil rights suit will be filed imminently. We've had a lot of good stuff to it, and we are winning here, but we can only do it because of you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, also powered by Bigley, all of our great t-shirts, Patriot Apparel. And today, is a lot of new products, a big sale's about to end. The Ultra Methylene Blue, all of it is game changing. I'm only going to sell you stuff. Yeah, War Cry smelling salts. I didn't know how hot this is to make you think, get your brain boosted before you work out, whatever. I didn't know this was all craze. We got the best smelling salts ever. War Cry. The only problem with this product is there's no planned obsolescence. This thing will probably last 10 years. So you buy one bottle, you're done forever. Get your War Cry at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be back with Nick Fuentes.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow.
I think you got an hour left and a lot to cover. I want to play this in the same clip, and I thought it was a joke when you said it. And then I remembered, wait, I saw Jay and I were talking about that. I thought it was a joke. Now during the break, I was watching it. I mean, I'm not even trying to be mean, folks. And you know I'm not an infighter. I boost everybody I think's good. I want to beat the globalists. They're trying to put me in prison. It's okay. I don't see this world as a competition intellectually. I see it as a competition. Our ideas becoming the dominant force and winning. But just briefly, this is something you hit on and people need to understand this. You're a natural and I've been a natural in that I was drawn to this. It's all I ever wanted to do. No one tried to get me into politics. No one tried to get me to read political books or military books. I just couldn't stay away from it. Same thing with you since you were, like you said, 12 and people looked at the record. You're in newspapers when you're 13 about politics. Your pedigree is real out of the dirt, you know, real grassroots. All these new people coming in, we're not in competition with them. We want to take over and fix things, but we're in competition with their lies, their amateurism, and the fact that they're trying to shut us down because they're operating from a place of wanting to be dominant themselves, not intellectually dominant. So we'll just, in this few minutes, we have the short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I'm going to put it on X later. And Rumble, you quantify that because I'm kind of putting my words to your words about the facts. Like, oh, geez. Need to be respected because we have the pedigree to prove it being right and where we came from. We didn't just show up. Nobody should ever just trust people that suddenly just show up.
Well, and it's not even just that, although that's totally true. It's just about, are you getting it right? You know, because for me, it's not about the personalities. I love to disagree with people and I love to collab with people and promote people that are, like you said, we want our ideas to win. We want America First to prevail. But where I started to have a problem with some of these types is they started to put out this stuff about the Frankists. It's a big Frankist conspiracy. And then the Charlie Kirk stuff. And you start to say, okay, so I have no problem, like you said, with newcomers. We want to promote newcomers. We want fresh blood and we want energy and we want excitement. We want a Big Ten. I used to run AFPAC. Now I'm thinking maybe it's not the best idea with all the violence going on. Who knows the future of it, but we used to put on a convention every year where we brought in everybody that we could, everybody that was even adjacent or remotely on the same page to speak, because we want the movement to be as big as possible. But like you said, it's a very, I think you said it a great way. We're not in competition with them. It's with their lies that are actually hurting the integrity of the movement and what we're doing. It's not about gatekeeping our share of the pie. It's about we need to protect the integrity of the message. And that comes with, you know, whether it's these left-wing types, that comes whether it's these Islamist types, the conspiracy cranks, the message needs to be America first, and it needs to be factual. Because, you know, a good friend of mine used to say this, Keith Woods, I'm doing his thing, I think, next week. Our biggest superpower is that we have the truth. We don't have the giant budget that they have. We don't have the grip on power that they have. But the one most powerful weapon that we have in our arsenal, whether we're censored or intimidated, harassed, whatever, is that we are right. We have the truth. We are telling the truth. And the second that you start to compromise that weapon by lying, by being irresponsible, by being reckless, by having some other motivation, well, then you're taking yourself out of the game. You sabotage your credibility. You sabotage yourself. You sabotage the whole movement. And then we're no better than the other side. I mean, what's the difference if they're pushing some ridiculous fantasy narrative and we're doing something else? Well, at least they're doing it with a bigger budget and better clothes. You know, so I didn't get into this because I wanted to be the number one show. I'm not an Oprah wannabe. I got into it because I wanted to tell the truth. And we need to guard against people that have any other motivation. We have to protect the integrity.
And like I said, my listeners are like, look into the planes, look into this bitch snow. And I went, it was like instant horse crap. And I'm like, hey, I think you're being lied to. Shut up, Israel. And I'm like, you're insulting my intelligence. Okay, I'll be proven right. And, of course, we've been proven right. This Mitch Snow guy is a flaming con man who she still defends. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I talk to Nick maybe once a month on the phone, maybe once a week text messages. And I say that because with Candace Owens, her whole MO is, has anyone communicated about her? And she makes her listeners and other talk show hosts, send me all your text messages to prove you haven't been plotting against me. And they send them to her. She's like, well, you ask a question. You are now excommunicado. I mean, it's the way she set herself up as this authority. And so she's kind of patient zero of this, boosted by Big Tech. Well, she says we're the establishment and we're Israeli operatives out to get her. And so I don't have something to get her. My listeners a few months ago said, as I said, hey, Alex, you need to look into this Egyptian plane. Why aren't you covering it? And I'd heard that since day one. I said, well, I kind of looked into it. And then, well, about this Mitch Snow? So I instantly go look his name up. And there's videos of him saying, my ex-wife, 2016, took the keys, wouldn't let me leave. She'd already pulled my arm out and beat me bad, had the dogs mauling my son, and she locked me in this dungeon and broke my hands and legs with a hammer, and then I barely got the police run her control, and they And so I go look it up. He's got a conviction for it. And then she releases video of she can't leave. He's got a hammer attacking. And then it's just like, oh, and we're like, hey, Karen, it's just like, what does it matter what he does in his personal life? That has nothing to do with whether he was at Wachuca. I mean, the first thing is the credibility. The date he's arrested, he says this. The wife releases footage of what she said happening. And her surrogates, I've never been so attacked. I loved it. I went, ooh, I like this. You're over. We're going to get you. We're going to go after your sponsors. We're going to just like, and it got worse and worse and worse. So I kind of swore it off about a week and a half ago because, I mean, I had a lot of serious stuff to cover and research. And I'm spending hours a day researching her lies and feeling crazy while I'm doing it. Like getting mad and depressed for the first time ever. And like starting to really hate her face and like, oh God, I don't notice how evil she is. And just how she looks like a demon, like a big gremlin. And then I started noticing all the other lies she was telling. And I was like, oh my God. I asked friends and family. I actually prayed about it. I said, should I disengage? And most people are like, yeah, just the people will figure it out. So I'm like, I'm going to disengage. But Nick's coming on. You know, he was on vacation for 2 weeks. So he said he'd come on after. I said, well, we'll do this last time. And then today I'm like, he's like, yeah, the time traveling and the looking glass. And I'm like, you're joking, right? And then I go look it up. It's all true. It's just like, well, so after today, unless there's just something I've got to do, Nietzsche said, don't look at the abyss too long. You turn into the abyss, or don't fight monsters too long. You turn into them. I'm swearing her off because it's like watching a satanic soap opera. And so after today, you notice, last few weeks, I barely mentioned her. I'm done. And I even saw Nick on one of his shows before he left town. He just said, I'm not even responding. You guys want to call me a Fed or Israeli for saying she's full of crap? F you, I'll be vindicated. And I just need to be like Nick and just say, his wisdom of 26 is better than mine at 52, is, you know what? I'm done. Fine. You want to believe it? Just do it. In fact, she's right. Mitch is right. Charlie's a time traveler. And I'm done. But we do need to put bookends on her right now. Before we play this clip, do you want to make any comments on that, Nick?
Well, I would just say, no, I think we need to push for accountability. I think we need to press the advantage. This Egyptian plane thing got debunked. She said she's putting up an interactive map.
Nick, 2 weeks ago was done. So I guess I'm kind of where you were 2 weeks ago.
Well, I don't know what I said 2 weeks ago. I forget.
I'm not talking about her. She's totally insane. It's all a waste of time. So you think we should press the attack?
Now, certainly, yeah. I mean, because where we left off, she had just gotten debunked on the Egyptian planes. We thought this evidence was going to come out. And now it's clear this is a diversion. This is her next big diversion. She got totally blown out on the thing that she hung her hat on, which was the Egyptian planes. She hung her hat on that. Tucker even said, and I know that for a fact, I know that the Egyptian plane thing is real. Okay, so explain to us how all of the information is wrong then. He did 25 shows on it. Tucker says he knows, just like he knows I'm a Fed, he knows that's real. So how did you know it if she got all the information wrong? Where's her interactive map? So, no, I don't think we can let her get away with the, oh, well, now we're just going to talk about Mitch. Oh, now we're going to talk about aliens and just into the next diversion. No, I think she stumbled on that one, and I think now people need to demand. Because she called me out today. Now she's coming after me. That she's making me part of the diversion. Her stuff is crashing and burning. So now out of a clear blue sky, I wake up today, she's on a full-blown attack. I don't have a blue check mark. I only have 280 characters. She's writing essays about me.
He says I have a subterranean. I didn't know about this. I'm just now learning. She's, quote, accusing you of covering up that Satan doesn't exist. All you do is talk about the fight between God and Satan.
It doesn't matter. She lies. She has no regard for the truth. But now this is part of her diversion. Now all the, you know, now that her information didn't work out, she's going to turn the attack outward on everybody else.
Were you at Fort Huachuca?
Yeah, I was there with Cabot Phillips and Elvis Presley and Jeffrey Epstein and Charlie Kirk. We were all hanging out.
Did you see the part where she goes to Mitch, hey, was this guy from Daily Wire there? And she gives him the photo and he goes, yeah, he was too.
Yeah.
It's like you Instacart whoever you want.
Well, and here's the best. So then Cabot Phillips, the editor of Daily Wire, he texts them and says, no, I was actually in Nashville that day. I was shopping. Here's a picture of me. Here's my receipt, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, well, you edited the metadata. edited the metadata of the photo. And then he says, no, here's the metadata. I sent the original picture. They said, well, that can be faked. It's like, okay, so what? And by the way, if you respond to the text message, you're in on it. If you don't respond to the text message, you're in on it. If you debunk it, it's part of the conspiracy. If you don't, it's because it's true. You know, it's just like a completely post-truth, post-rationality thing.
A few weeks ago, she said, why are they giving me alibis? I didn't ask for those. And then it cuts to her demanding him. The guy's on C-SPAN. They lie and say he's not there at 2:45. He's there at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. at Wachuca. And they just can't. So yeah. Well, I was being serious, though. It makes me feel insane following her. I didn't know about this time travel thing. Now I know it's true. So I guess we do continue to cover this, but I don't, here's what made me feel like I was going crazy. Her listeners, no matter how crazy it was, would still agree with it. Like, first they said, oh, this is fake. Mitch's dad wasn't the Zodiac killer. He didn't say that. Then when he confirmed, no, it's true, they went, well, his dad is a Zodiac killer. I mean, it's like, who are these people? Like, they're the most, how did she get the most gullible people on earth? I don't understand it. Cause I want the smart people.
They're just victims of the Matrix. These are like psychic casualties of the Matrix. They have lost all discernment from being lied to and red-pilled and blue-pilled. And, the reason it makes you feel crazy is because she's like a typical crazy broad. And if you deal with a crazy broad, all they do is gaslight, all they do is manipulate, lie, make you second guess yourself. You know, you got to go back to the tape. And so you deal with a crazy broad long enough, you start to feel crazy.
You say you don't know about women. You say you haven't been with a bunch of women. You sound like an expert.
Well, let's just say I'm a student of human nature, okay? I'm very perceptive.
Well, let me tell you about the unicorns. The hotter and the better in bed, the crazier in the head. Good in bed, you know, crazy in the head, good in bed. No, you talk about gaslighting masters. It's the cliche is true. The better looking a woman, the crazier they are. And they will, it's something else. I'm trying to be mean, but God almighty. It's true.
That's what it is. That's what it is, you know? So you can't, it's like you said, staring into the abyss, dealing with a crazy broad. So you kind of just need to rise above and be amused by it. You can't, cause that's their little trick. They try to get you irritated. They throw a little wrench in there. And so as a guy, you gotta just maintain the frame, you know? PUA 101.
My dad always told me, he said, listen, women are amazing. I shouldn't say this. But he said, you got to treat them all like they're 5 years old. And it's not that they're stupid. He said, he goes, when they try to manipulate you, get you mad, you got to make it a joke. Or you just got to leave. And that's what they want, though. Because they'll try it. And then when you make it a joke back at them and laugh at them, then they just laugh. But if you buy into it, then it's like, God, I should write a book. You should write a book. Nothing against, the Tate brothers, big tough guys, all that stuff. They've been proven this, and I like them. But, they're kind of for little kids that be kind of overly tough He-Man stuff, which I get. Kids are all disempowered, so they need to kind of get the extreme version. To me, though, there's real techniques in life that I never even really used, but I learned, like, if I had implemented this stuff, it'd been so easy. Like, just laugh at a woman when she's trying to mind control you, and they just disintegrate. So how did you learn that without dating or without, being out there?
Well, I've been dealing with these feminists on the right and on the left forever, cause I go on my show and I think I have a fairly traditional disposition, and you just get these, there is a huge problem on the right wing of very feminist women. We all know it. They claim to be traditional Christians. They claim to be conservative, and they are the bossiest boss B words. I know you're on radio, so I don't want to swear. Usually on my show, I'm pretty loose
Nick,
with it.
But I told you, I want you to turn it loose. We can delay it. Knock it off.
All right.
They're biggest fucking bitches.
They're fucking bitches. They're bossy boss bitches, but they come in the form of, I'm wearing my sundress. I'm picking berries in the garden. I'm a traditional woman. I'm a traditional wife. And they're boss bitches. And so I've been dealing with that for like 10 years, and they gaslight you and say, oh, well, you're a little incel. Oh, well, she called me a theater kid. Well, you're this and that. It's like, no, I'm just a traditional man, and I'm not here in the traditional movement to get bossed around and talked down to and finger wagged by some woman who isn't even my wife. So you deal with that long enough and you just start to wisen up, because, it's like I said, it is the gaslighting. It is, you're so right about that. The pickup artistry is one thing, but it is so real that there is just a small little bag of tricks. They're not complicated. There's not a lot of them. And they do really just work every time because it's about human nature. And with women, you know, that's very true. Like laughing at them and just kind of knowing what they're about, what their motivations are. That's very true. And you learn it very quickly dealing with them in a romantic context, in a professional context, political context. You met one of them, you met them all. You know, they all kind of act the same way on some level.
There's some really amazing women, and when you're not in a relationship with them, like your mother or grandmother, then you get the real wisdom of a woman. But when it becomes between a man and a woman, there's definitely primal manipulations. But let's be honest, women have got their problems. Men have gotten really stupid, really lazy, and have the Peter Pan syndrome. So why don't we talk about the problems with men a little bit, since we're there?
I don't know. I feel like we talk enough about the problems with men. I feel like there's always this, like, both sides kind of thing.
Yeah, but not the fake arguments. Like you say, get in shape, have a destiny, be strong, you're powerful, you have a will. That's not the left criticism. I like your criticism. Your criticism is get up, get on your feet, Marine.
Yeah, because men need to be talked up and women need to be humbled. That's the difference. Men need to be encouraged because men are not taking the leadership. Men don't feel like they are in a position to lead. So men need to be encouraged. Men need to be sort of ascended. I'm in favor of this ascension idea, you know, looks maxing, getting in shape, getting your money up, getting that bag. Women need to be humbled. Women do need to be humbled because women are becoming like men and they think they're the boss and they think they're in charge and one is humbling them.
Fat lesbians everywhere trying to attack ICE. They literally show up like they're super soldiers.
And she got humbled real quick. She had that look on her face like all women do. There's never any accountability. They don't live in the real world. They think actions don't have consequences. And so her and the lesbian, drive, baby, drive. Okay, come and get me. Okay, get mag dumped in the face. How about that for a little accountability?
You just ran into a combat veteran. Obviously, you got a lot of PTSD and 10 years ICE and just run over and drug 300 feet with stitches all over his body. And he's saying, get out. She rams him. He's got internal bleed. He pulls the trigger. He's not happy he did it. But, like, that's a real person, lady. He ain't LARPing. You just attacked a warrior, and he kills you.
Yeah, blew her away. You know, she effed around, she found out. But that's the thing, women, it's like...
Go to the zoo and climb over the fence and get in the thing with the lions. I mean, you know, it's what she did.
Well, and everybody talks about, is it justified? Was she in retreat? She's blocking a law enforcement vehicle with her car. She's surrounded. She's given an order to exit the vehicle. She hits the gas. I don't care what the explanation is. We can't start in the middle of the story. What's she doing in the middle of the road? At that point, you forfeit your life. You're interfering with law enforcement. You're refusing commands. You're going to run over the guy or try to flee. Is that really even better?
Yeah, I mean, if she hadn't hit him, you'd say questionable. I get it. But he bounces off the car. And then the corporate media won't show it.
Yeah, the first person footage is not even ambiguous. You know, he gets struck. That's very clear, you know. But that you could see from the pictures of her and even her in that video, she's got this big stupid look on her face. And it's like you're in danger. You're being told an order by law enforcement. And she's got that big dumb look on her face. She didn't even know where she's at. And
clear,
I feel like that's
like she's messing with the local, you know, social justice cops that do PR at the high school. She's going out with, like, the guys that will sign on for the most dangerous, no-thanks job that are all, like, veteran cops and military, obviously the PTSD brigade, not the group of guys I'm going to start a fight with. Unless probably not the guys you want to start a fight with the bar either.
No, but that's just it. I mean, they always have that bewildered expression. These women these days, the feminist types, boss bitches, they push. And they're so used to never facing accountability that when finally they get punched back, shot, whatever, like in this case, then it's shock, horror, outrage, you know, but listen, saving Western civilization starts with humbling these people, putting them in check. We can't have the world run by completely unaccountable women. And that's really what it is. You can never hold them accountable because they're weak. Because they're, you know,
well, they're believing
weaker.
Hollywood, which we know for 20 years has ESG laws, regulations where women must be the boss. Women must win all the fights. And I don't mind having women where they win fights in movies, but every movie, she kicks 50 dudes' asses. She kills the alien. It's all made to literally make these women believe this crap.
Yeah, well, I like the new Batman that came out a few years ago. Catwoman tries to fight him, and he just throws her into the ground. It's like, how about some realism? But that's the thing. You can't hold them accountable because people are always making excuses. Oh, it's her parents. Oh, it's her husband. Oh, it's her boyfriend. It's her father. Oh, well, she didn't know what she was doing. And it's like, okay, so if a person can't be held accountable, she can't have any authority. She can't have any power. If you can't be held accountable for your actions, then your range of actions has to be limited by people that can be held accountable. And that's literally at the heart of why the civilization is dying. On some level, that's a huge part of it. And women like this one that got shot by ICE, like, they're the worst of the worst. That's why I was surprised when so many people said it was such a tragedy. I said, that's not a tragedy. That's a start.
There's the insanity of... Let's go out when we see federal people doing a dangerous operation. Let's run up and get in their face during that. I mean, it's so, I'm tough, but I'm not looking to die. It's so stupid.
Yeah, well, but they're so bold. That's just it. No consequences. Decades of no accountability, no consequences, and they think there's no rules. It's a big free-for-all. She's defending illegals that shouldn't be here, stealing money that isn't theirs, and she tries to veto law enforcement by throwing herself in front of a cop car. Okay, well, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It's got to start somewhere. You know, we got to start enforcing the rules. So I'm with you, though. I would never be in that situation. You think about a traffic stop. Nobody would pull that stuff on a traffic stop. Why would you think it's okay to pull that with federal law enforcement? You know, it's totally insane. So we got to restore some sense of order to the country. Starts with
it's
that.
It's like sticking your hand at the zoo into a lion's den. I mean, and punching the lion in the nose a couple times. I mean, it's not going to go well. So finishing up with this one, come back with the Owens, just a larger political thing and Trump and the geopolitics. Amazing interview, Nick. What do you predict is going to happen? Because clearly it's the Podesta plan, the plan for civil war. They admit it. They're saying, kill them, get your guns. They're not real. They're Gestapo. Last night, a bunch of TDA Venezuelans beat up the ICE guy by himself with shovels. He shoots one in the leg to get away. They then rob federal vehicles, steal the list of the employees, steal machine guns, rifles. And it's not even on the news. Tim Walz is like, oh, God, we're under attack. They're knocking door to door to find the brown people. I mean, they're going whole hog. What does Trump need to do? Declare the Insurrection Act?
Yes, declare the Insurrection Act and get the DOJ to charge these people with sedition. If we could identify all 1,600 people in the Capitol that got charged with geolocation and bank records and facial recognition, why can't we do it with every rioter in Minneapolis? Why can't we do it with every person that's chasing ICE in Chicago? You have to go in and crack down hard with federal law, because if you don't, you're emboldening these people. And what's going to happen next is someone is going to go and attack ICE. And it's going to be a mass casualty event. Everybody knows it's coming. Everybody knows that's the next step because it's been building towards that. They're firebombing ICE detention facilities and raiding them. They're blocking in ICE vehicles with 10 cars while they're armed. ICE officers are getting shot at. It happened to be the case in Texas. They only shot the illegal aliens they were detaining, but nevertheless, they tried to shoot at ICE. So it is coming, and some lunatic saw Renee Good got shot. I'm sure some tranny-loving lunatic far-left nut job saw that happen, and they started planning an attack that has not yet come to fruition. And I'm not willing, I don't want that to happen. I'm not putting that out there because I desire it. You're just dumb if you don't see where this is going. It will escalate because they're emboldened, and they're emboldened because they think they could get away with it. They're emboldened because there's no repercussions.
And by the way, the mayor of Minnesota, Fry, kind of patient zero in this. He said 2 weeks ago, don't come here, you're going to die. Because they kept hoping they'd kill somebody. It didn't happen for 11 months. So then they shifted, well, now we're going to kill you. So they upped the amount of aggression and finally got what they wanted. It's so transparent, Nick.
It is so. And you're right. They do want it. They do want a confrontation because they want to galvanize their supporters. They know. And it's true. Look, the economy grew in the last quarter of 2025. The job picture is not so great. Inflation seems to be stabilizing. So the economy is a little bit of a mixed bag. It actually looks like with some of the redistricting, Republicans, they might not get utterly destroyed here. Democrats know they need to win a big majority so they can impeach everybody in the government. This is the playbook. They want to ratchet up the tension. They want to ratchet up the conflict because that activates their base. They want to get their base out, you know, by the millions in the midterms to go and show up and vote. a blue wave so that they could shut down the administration. It's very obvious. And J.B. Pritzker, Brandon Johnson in Illinois and Chicago are doing this. Jacob Frey and Tim Walz are doing this in Minnesota. All these Democrats are doing that, and they know what they're doing. And they are chaos agents. So I think they should be held accountable, too. You know, the government should come in and tell them, look, you got to be careful with what you say, because this is getting close to sedition. Federal law enforcement has constitutional jurisdiction to enforce the immigration laws in these cities. If you're impeding that, you're calling on a mob to go and attack law enforcement. That is seditious. And that's like, maybe people are uncomfortable crossing that line, but it's us or them at this point. You know, we're always fighting with two arms.
Let's talk about that when we come back. It's time to go nuclear, break the glass with the fire axe metaphysically. It's time to abolish the filibuster. It's time to declare the insurrection. They keep saying he's going to declare martial law because it's the only thing they're worried about, because they're going to push it and push it and push it. And they think they're going to get a race war with their blue cities and the police they control to actually win. That is the Podesta plan. That is the movie Civil War. That is one battle after another. And I keep telling you they're going to do it, and now they're doing it. That's why we have to get ahead of this, and only strength will deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Republic. This is Trump's not perfect, but he's light years better than the Democrats, trying to reassert our sovereignty. We'll finish up with this, finish up with Owens, because I already covered him. I don't want to show the clips because I said it. I want you to actually see it, because we don't just say something and I'll show it. Then we'll talk about geopolitics with Nick J. Fuentes. Find him on Rumble. Nick J. Fuentes there. He comes on weeknights whenever he feels like it. And he's got to get a set time. But anyways, I'm a little neurotic about that. But we'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com/show. Man.video. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And support us at TheAuctionStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten 2 final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I apologize, folks, about the laryngitis. It's painless, so my voice is a little bit better today. It should be probably good by, like, Sunday, but don't worry. I'll be here tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I was talking to Nick earlier. He said, yeah, he never really gets sick. He was sick in December, and now again, even has a fever, but still came on. I got sick at, like, Thanksgiving with the throat like this. I never got a fever. It's been nonstop. But most of my family, most of the crew, and a lot of people think they've released some new COVID. They're not calling it that. Side issue, Nick, what do you think's going on? They've admit the hospitals are full. This stuff, usually colloidal silver and oregano and turmeric knocks it out. I've not really felt bad, but still, I've been coughing, my lungs. What's been happening to you?
Well, I got the influenza A around Christmas time, and it was brutal. I mean, it knocked me down for like 5 days. Couldn't even get out of bed. A body aches, chills, really high fever, like a 103-degree fever. Really, really bad. And it took me a while to get over it. And then now I got some new virus. No major symptoms, body aches, chills, fever again. But no cough, no congestion, anything like that. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm like you. I mean, I rarely get sick. And when I do, it's very mild. But this year, I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff going around. I'm hearing it's norovirus, adenovirus, flu's really bad. I hear COVID's somewhat mild, but I don't know what's going on. But you're right. They're saying the hospitals are full. Everybody's being hospitalized over this. There's been some pediatric death from flu. So I don't know what exactly they're putting out there. But
well, I haven't had fever, but I still work out. I'll still get chills, start sweating, and, you know, it'll go away for a few days, come back. So definitely something going on. All right. We were hitting something important before the break, and I went off joking around during the break on some other issues. I know what it was. Charlotte, who works here, my oldest daughter, wonderful person. She comes in during the break. She says, Dad, you're bashing girls, saying we're all like five-year-old mentally. That's not what I said. I said, when a woman in your relationship with them, it's a little different. You're my daughter. I said, with your moms and daughters, it's totally different. When a man and woman both have their weird dynamics, men do stuff that's wrong, too, I was saying. It is like you make a joke or you talk to them like they're five and kind of think about the argument at that level. For whatever reason, that disarms them. That's a well-known thing. That was not saying women are five-year-olds mentally. I'm saying when it gets into mindless discussions, it's for whatever reason, that's kind of a good rule of thumb. So you want to respond to that, Nick?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, I take a much more aggressive posture on that sort of thing. I mean, I think that I don't want to offend your daughter if your daughter's right there watching the show. But no, I think that women are like children. I defer to Schopenhauer on this one. I think they are somewhere between children and men in terms of kind of where their mindset is at. And I don't know that your female audience is going to love that. Women don't love when I say that, but you know, that's why I'm single. I guess that's why I'm a bachelor. So,
but things have gotten better since we let them vote.
Oh, things are much better since we gave women the vote. It has been a remarkable success story. And all you have to do is look at the history. The country's so much better off. Well, that was kind of when I realized something was wrong, because I realized they vote for the wrong person every time. If only women voted, it would have been Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. If only men voted, it would be like, you know, Trumpler. It would be.
But
Donald
let's be
Trumpler
fair. It's like
forever.
60% are like that. There's, I know a lot of women, they're more, you know, smarter than most men I know. You know, there's Charlotte. Charlotte, put her back on screen. What's up with JD Vance? What's going on? Oh my God. Charlotte's got a crush on you, Nick. She told me that about a month ago.
She's doing the Trump middle finger.
We're gonna do an arranged marriage right now. Charlotte Jones and Nick Fuentes. We'll have little Manchichi babies.
That'll be a power couple. Little, methylene blue, turmeric, unstoppable force.
Charlotte, get in here. I'm going to marry you off in an arranged marriage to Fuentes. Get in here now. See the great control I have around here. Andrew Tate be like, you need to have a shock collar. Bzz, bzz, bzz. All right, I'm going to stop. No, getting serious. Speaking about who needs a shock collar. No, I shouldn't go there. She'll say it's true. It's a coded Illuminati threat. It's probably her husband actually wearing the shock collar. But seriously, Candace Owens, I don't like to say stuff without showing you. Here she is. I didn't understand this. Now Charlie Kirk is a time traveler. And the guy they sent back to the future to try to save him is Mitch Snow. Here it is.
Why did Charlie think he was a time traveler? He said, as I showed you in earlier messages, that he was a time traveler and he had to find me. Is that just something people are saying to their homies in text messages? And again, not anything that I would have placed so much emphasis on back when he was saying it, but it came to fruition. The other parts, he did die young. Why did he think that him dying young was necessary in order to change things? He did die young. It is related to Turning Point USA. In some way or another, at the very least, we could all agree it's related to him speaking at a campus event for Turning Point USA. I'm totally occupied by this. I tell you, I read these messages and I'm going, what is this? What is reality, actually? And Charlie died. Yes, like I said, it was related to this organization. And I think we would all agree that his death and the manner that they did it changed the world in ways that I don't think we can fully realize, or certainly not in a way that I can articulate. You just cannot pretend that all of this is one big unhappy coincidence. It's entirely plausible, I think plausible, that they knew something about Charlie. And that's why they had him marked and had him monitored and had him likely followed since he was young. And maybe they thought, like the agents think, that if they swarmed him and they stayed with him and they pretend to be his friend, that ultimately they could control Charlie and perhaps change an outcome. They could literally change an outcome related to Charlie. So when for the first time in his life, because I do believe he was managed, I mean, I've already said I was handled. I didn't recognize that I had agents. And for the first time in his life, Charlie peeks his head up and starts to push back in a meaningful way. It couldn't stop him from becoming bigger. That seemed to be inevitable. But they panicked. They seemed to have panicked, right? I mean, this is just starting to happen within a year. When Charlie's going like, hey, man, I don't actually think this. I don't actually believe this. And then he goes, you know what? Take the money. Take the money out of the organization. And they panicked. They freaked out. And their solution was, no, just kill him. Just kill him. We can't have this.
I'm going to say this. I challenge her to do a drug test. I will do one with her. You will find nothing but nicotine and alcohol and very little alcohol, a lot of nicotine. Candace, I want to say it, watching that, you can't fake crazy. That looks like Adderall-fueled schizophrenia to me.
Yeah, well, it's clearly some form of psychosis. That was my first thought. It's like, you almost can't even blame her. Like, this is literally just psychosis at this point. You could see it in her eyes. You could see it in those. It, like, she is totally sincere. She's totally authentic. She believes in what she's saying, and it's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. I mean, and you know, we get into a lot of far-fetched stuff and conspiracies, and we like to speculate and do this sort of an intellectual exercise or something.
But we'll say but we don't sitting, know. We'll say we don't know. And there's, you know.
Right, but to lay it down and say, well, no one just says they're a time traveler, so the claim is that Charlie was a real time traveler, traveling through time, using technology, and so
and
when they were telling each other-
And now he's got agents watching him, because she did too.
Yeah. Well, and she goes, I'm an alien. He's a time traveler. She said at the beginning of the clip, You don't just tell your homies you're a time traveler. What's the implication? You don't tell your friends you're a time traveler if you aren't actually literally a time traveler. So if Charlie's saying, I think I'm a time traveler, he means I'm literally traveling through time. And it's like, so, but she believes it. She says it.
Well,
so
you're a major public figure with the left making songs and saying we're going to kill you. And you say, gee, they may kill me. That doesn't mean you're a time traveler.
Well, and we all say that. We all recognize that this is the game we're in. We all recognize people get thrown in jail and assassinated. It happens all the time. I've said that to people. I'm sure you've said that to people. Oh, they're going to kill me. Oh, if I keep saying this, they're going to... People say it's just the parlance in this kind of world, and it turns into, well, if he said he's a time traveler, we shouldn't discount the possibility that he's manipulating the space-time continuum. And I've always said about her, you can never discount the possibility that she's just really that dumb. Everybody thinks it's so much more complicated. You can never discount the possibility she's just dumb. Even in the clip, she says, I've been really occupied with this. It's like, did you mean like preoccupied? Like, and you hear this sort of stuff. If you watch her show enough, it's all the time. The wrong word, wrong pronunciation. She just really doesn't have it all together. She says it's all a big coincidence. I'm sorry, what coincides with what here? You know, for there to be a coincidence, that means that two things must be happening together. There has to be things that coincide. What coincides here between the French, the time travelers, the Egyptian? There is no coincidence here. A person was shot by a left-wing partisan, or at least that's a suspect in custody, and Occam's razor, that's what it looks like to be.
And then he shows up in a trans flag tie, celebrating... But expanding on that, then they say, we don't want to investigate it. No, we do want to investigate it. We both had questions. My only issue is that the big tech is pushing her. That's not denied. They want us to hear this message, and she's not above asking questions. Here's a clip. Nick Fuentes fires back at people. Candace labeling him a pedophile, and then she's out saying that you don't believe Satan's real. You're telling people don't believe in Satan. She doesn't show a clip of this. This is getting even more bonker. Here it is.
But what I said, and the point that I'm making about Epstein, people are getting caught up in the sensationalism of pedophile, pedophile. And I said this last year when the story broke. I said the exact same thing. I said, yes, they are sex crimes. Obviously, it is human trafficking. Obviously, according to the law, it is statutory rape. But it is in the service of a blackmail ring for intelligence. It is important not to lose sight of that. And this is a category error. People say you're a pedo protector. But Trump is not protecting pedophiles because they're pedophiles. He's protecting sex criminals because they are a part of a subversive intelligence network. That's the point. And I said that in July, and I said that when there was more...
By the way, pause back up for a second. So this is what I've been saying 18 years. He ran an airfield. He was Mossad, MI6, CIA. Lex Wexner, we already know. It doesn't get Trump off the hook when I said a year ago he's going to cover it up for Israel and the CIA and the royal family. And I was right. But there's no evidence of him doing it to kids. And people don't care. They want the moralization to say, no, you're covering up. No, I gave you the answer because what I do is tell you the truth. Like, buy silver, it's going to double the next few years. Go back to Nick Fuentes.
Intelligence network. That's the point. And I said that in July, and I said that when there was more urgency for the files to be released in the fall. I said, let's not get too hung up on the sensational details of the actual sex crime, because this is not just about somebody was trafficking girls somewhere. That's not the story. The story is someone was trafficking girls to acquire blackmail to sell to Israel. That is the point. And that is what I said last night. I said for someone to make it all about pedophilia, I said it's kind of just like, it's not really true because again, it does get away from what's happening there. It is not satanic pedophilia cult stuff. It is really run-of-the-mill prostitution and sex trafficking, but for a international political purpose. And it's important not to lose sight of that. I saw Marjorie Greene say this is about female victims. It's actually not about female victims. It's about the integrity of our government. You understand the difference? It's not to say we're not sympathetic. It's not to say that it's not criminal. It's not to say that it's good. I'm not defending it. I'm saying this is not Dateline. This is not a human interest story. This is a layered crime. It's one crime in the furtherance of a much more politically significant crime. But all these dumbasses, I mean, they literally just don't have the IQ to understand that. For them, it's just about screeching about the same nonsense every day. They don't understand what they're talking about. They have no idea about anything.
Yeah, let's stop there. You can see the full clip on his Rumble. And that is so correct. It's exactly what I say. We're not like calling up comparing notes. It makes all the guys screwing underage girls more guilty. He's saying what it is. What's the mothership? Intelligence agencies, money laundering, buying off politicians. The girls are like beer nuts at the bar. They're just an hors d'oeuvre. It doesn't lessen it. We're telling you what it is. And notice the corporate media doesn't want that. They want to leave it just at one level. No, we're telling you the big thing. They don't want you to know. And then we're, and now I guess I've got, she's calling you. You don't believe in Satan because you said this particularly isn't a satanic operation. It's a intelligence operation now confirmed in the new documents that came out. And then we're bad for showing it's much worse. That is some mind fucking right there.
Well, it's like I said, it's part of her latest diversion, which is to get off the subject of her destroyed credibility, which is crashing and burning. And, you know, with regard to this, like, you're denying about Satanism and blah, blah. In her post, of course, she ties it into Brigitte Macron. It's Jeffrey Epstein, Brigitte Macron, this, that, and the other. And here's the difference. We are talking about something that is real, something that is happening to the country. What was Epstein's role? He was probably an intelligence mercenary, actually.
Well, it's now confirmed he was working for all the governments, ran a huge airline.
Exactly. And meaning he was probably acquiring blackmail to sell to Israeli intelligence, to British intelligence, to American intelligence. Maybe had some special ties to Israel through Ghislaine Maxwell. That's probably
his
the
dad.
Case.
Yeah.
Right. All that being said, this has to do with the integrity of our elites and our system. If you have Trump and Clinton and other people on the plane, and the purpose of the plane and the island and the penthouse and whatever is to film people in illicit sex acts to blackmail them, well, then the logical question is, who is blackmailing them and for what? And so I hear people like, for example, at that Ford plant, the guy screams and says, pedo protector. And to me, that sort of obfuscates what's really going on here. That's sort of like a virtue signal. It makes it about this kind of, like I said, a human interest story. It makes it like a SVU
that
episode.
That doesn't hurt the globalist. That doesn't hurt Israel, the British. If the guy had said, you're covering up Epstein with CIA Mossad, then that would have been no. Instead, it's just this generic thing that goes nowhere.
Exactly. If the guy at the plant said, you are an Israel shill, you're taking us to war with Iran for Israel, that's actually something with substance, saying pedo protector. And by the way, the guy's probably a liberal. And that's what I was getting that on the show, is that this kind of pedo protector thing, that is a way for liberals to obfuscate the message. Liberals don't care about that stuff. Liberals are pro-pedophilia. Liberals have been trying to normalize pedophilia for 15, 20 years. Bill Clinton was a rapist. Bill Clinton was involved with the Epsteins. And by the way, I remember when, and I don't want to create beef here, but when you were at Politicon or the RNC 10 years ago, I remember when Anna Kasparian and Cenk Uygur got in your face because Roger Stone said Bill Clinton is a rapist. Now Anna Kasparian's on Piers Morgan saying Trump is a pedo protector because he protected Epstein. So which is it? Are you mad that that you were voting for Hillary Clinton and her rapist husband? Oh, but now you suddenly care about Epstein. Well, none of these liberals cared about Epstein when Biden was president and couldn't release it.
And meanwhile, Bill Clinton was screwing the underage girls there. So you're right. She uses it on Trump with no evidence, but doesn't talk about Clinton.
So exactly. And that's a subtle distinction. That's why I say it's literally an IQ thing. Because what I said is very clear. To make it all about pedophilia and whatever kind of obfuscates the true nature of it, which is that it is a blackmail intelligence ring, and that compromises the government. We're not in the business of, I'm not law enforcement. I'm a political commentator. I think everyone agrees that we should crack down on sex crimes and sex trafficking. And then they turn around and say, you're defending it. I'm not defending it. I'm saying that we have to view it.
It's completely obvious. You went to the top floor, bottom floor, however you see, you went to the heart of what it is. which is all about being accurate, and that's how they spent it. So in closing, only a few minutes left. We should have done more on this. I think, and I get it. Trump's the best house in my neighborhood. We need to get on his task making better. I criticize all day. I think that's healthy. But are you white-pilled, red-pilled, are you reality-pilled? The geopolitics of Venezuela, that versus the other things that are happening, overall, your view on Trump, why you've warmed some, where would you like to see him go?
Well, it's clear that he has gotten the message. I know that for a fact. I know that him and his team have gotten the message, and because they see the numbers, the favorability, the approval numbers are all down. And it is also clear that Trump is making a concerted effort to reboot. And there's some things I can't speak on, but they are really making an effort to get some initiative and get some momentum going. Now, whether we're actually going to see anything tangible, that is what remains to be seen.
Let me interrupt you because we don't talk a lot off here. I have the White House reach out a lot, and that's my opinion. I'll leave it at that. You just kind of hinted. Did you got them reach out to you, finally ask your advice?
No, I don't talk to them directly, but we have a lot of people working in the White House.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, but basically, so we, you know, I have some idea of the mood and the temperature over there. And it looks like there's a lot that is happening. You know, they brought on 12,000 ICE agents. They're increasing the detention capacity for illegals. There seems to be, they lit a fire under some of the cabinet members to get some stuff going. So I think that they've gotten the message. There's going to be some more energy. But again, the question is when the rubber meets the road. Are they going to be able to do mass deportations? If even people like Joe Rogan are saying this is the Gestapo, there's going to be huge political pressure like there was in 2018 with family separation. That was always the question is, can they stick it out even when it's super unpopular? So, you know, I really want to see some more stuff with domestic policy. You know, I'd like to see more enforcement on illegal aliens. I do not want a war with Iran. I don't want to bomb them. I don't want any intervention over there. And, you know, we want to see some stuff on these other issues that we're campaigned on, maybe election integrity. We want to see some good stuff, maybe in Congress, break the filibuster, or some really good executive orders that he can enforce. But he's just got to make a difference to get it in the midterms. Because if we lose it in the midterms, it is going to be hell. The Democrats are going to make it a living hell. And I'm rooting for Trump. I want good things to happen, but we just got to see it. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to support him.
Well, I totally agree with you. Just straight up advice to Trump, because I mean, I can tell you, they get what's going on, and Trump means well. He's not perfect, folks, but he really does care about the country. He is trying to make everybody happy. What if you were sitting down with Trump, which you've had dinner with him before, but and he asked your advice there. If you were sitting down with Trump in like 4 minutes or 2 minutes, what would you say to him?
I would tell him you got to disregard tech, disregard Israel, focus on your base, the message that got you here. What is your movement about? You can have them all back. You can have a true dynasty. You can be a transformative president, but you have to hold true to what you said in 2016. Which is end the pointless wars, close the borders and deport the illegals, and bring back the industry. So you got to focus, get the right people, because we got a lot of bad people in there. You know, Kristi Noem is not good. Pam Bondi is not good. Tulsi Gabbard's not doing her job. Like, these are not good people. So if I were sitting across from them, I'd say get some real personnel, not political patronage, but real personnel that know the mission, that are competent, that are going to do it, and make good on the promises that you made 10 years ago. Put America first. Because you know what? The Silicon Valley people, they're not going to turn out in 28 and help you stay out of prison. Israel, they're not going to turn out in 28 and help you stay out of prison. But your base will. You know, the 600,000 Chinese students, they can't vote. The 150,000 H-1Bs, they can't vote. Israel, they can't vote. But people can vote. So you have to do what you said you're going to do and make good on those promises. Because people are paying attention and they're watching and they're just disappointed. They were promised a golden age. They were promised all this stuff and they're not getting it. And rightfully so, they're not happy. 2025, let's be honest, it's not all bad, but it was a serious disappointment. They overpromised and they underdelivered. That much cannot be disputed. And I understand Rome wasn't built in a day, and I understand there's constraints.
No, but I mean, I agree with you, but I'm seeing rumblings that Trump gets it, though.
I am, too. I'm hearing that as well. And the problem is, though, we just got to see it happen, you know, because we played this game, as you know, in the last term. And it was, we're fighting over the personnel, and we're trying to get them to see the big picture. And what they will do is run out the clock. This is what the bureaucrats...
No, I totally agree. Look. I want Todd Blanche and Bondi, all of them gone right now. And I know Trump, from people that are in the meetings, yelps at him. That's not enough, Trump. He thinks it'll be embarrassing to get rid of him. No, what's embarrassing is watching them sabotage your ass, because they all know you're going to be gone. They bet on the system. You need to bet on the people, Trump. Nick J. Fuentes, you doing a live show tonight?
I am, yes. I'm going live at 9 Central.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate you. And you're already going to hold up. We need to talk in a few days about some stuff, all right?
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. All right. Harrison Smith is set to take over right now. I barely plugged today. I can't operate without your support. The best supplements, the best Patriot apparel. It's all available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you all for your support. Go there now. Big sale actually ends tonight. Store-wide 40% off and more. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.